I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm Chris, aka AstroZombie954. And he's Brad. I'm on mute, that. Wildcat Dad 17. Yeah. And he's still on mute.
Me? Because I did not mute myself.
I can mute everybody. I can mute everybody, but I can't unmute you. So just remember this.
You jerk.
This is going to be so much fun.
My name is Brad, aka Wildcat Dad 17.
And my name is Jacob, aka Dino.
And today is, well, on the notes it says Monday, July 25th, but it's Tuesday, July 26th. We were supposed to record yesterday, but we finally ditched Riverside because it sucked. It didn't like Dino at all. So we are trying out Zencastr. We got some good reviews on it, and we decided, well, hey, since we're going to do it Tuesday, we might as well do it live. So those of you expecting my stream, this is what you're getting. Unfortunately, you don't get to see me suck next to Panic.
He was happy, probably. He was relieved that he did not play with him.
You don't understand the pressure and the almost diarrhea you guys gave me, like, having to stream with this guy.
What? He's nobody else other than he's a PvPer just like you.
He's a really chill guy.
No, he's not. He's not just another PvP player like me.
Oh my.
Nah, you got to go into this, man. I will say he did reschedule. We've rescheduled with him now August 13th.
That's not exactly Tuesday, cool. Right?
I get it. He was like, I get it. It happens. And I'm like, yeah, thank you for understanding. Because I was livid. We were all three livid last night. Like, absolutely pissed.
It was bad. So for the sake of the fact that we have a ton of shit to go over, I already know that none of us did anything exciting or eventful, right?
Well,
I involved my Galarian Slowpoke and Slowking. Come on, that's exciting.
I mean, yesterday I did say that we didn't have nothing. Well, I didn't have anything, but then today was Tuesday and we had the spotlight hour.
So what?
What spot? Oh,
the one that you guys completely forgot about. Apparently, you know,
no, I didn't.
You didn't?
Oh, I played.
You played the whole hour.
I'm pissed that I played. Yeah.
Why are you pissed?
Because I got a rank 22 Medicham after I just finished building my 98%.
This literally happens every single time.
It does not fail.
At least
doesn't fail.
It's crazy because I still haven't gone through mine. I'm a little scared because I also almost built mine completely. And I mean, I didn't get 200 plus. I think I got 140 XLs or maybe 150. but I still haven't gone through, and I'm scared to see if I find like a higher rank than I have.
So what you're saying is me forgetting was actually a good thing. Got it. Perfect. Thank you. It was guys a good thing. That.
Yes. Congratulations you should feel on bad. Forgetting.
Yeah. So besides that, like there was nothing really exciting. Just PvP, you know, GBL sets, and that's it for me at least.
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of stuff to go over. A bunch of news that came out. Sylph section is going to be like very minuscule. We'll probably just kind of breeze right through that. But news is humongous, and then we'll talk GBL, I guess, and then questions. Hopefully Shadow Prime didn't get drunk again and leave us a ton of messages.
He got drunk on the plane and left them just before we started last night.
Yeah, well, hopefully he didn't put it anymore.
He's about to do it now.
I know. just really quick, so last Tuesday we had one of my streams, that was fun. I do have some surprises coming up for Tuesday streams, that I haven't even told the guys yet. I'm waiting for everything to be confirmed, but it may not always be GBL. Let's just put it that way. So you'll never know.
TCG? We getting some TCG?
There could be some TCG.
Oh.
I'm gonna have a co-host because I realize that I flounder by myself, and I'm gonna have somebody help me out.
You don't like to talk very much, which is weird considering you talk a lot on this show.
This is why we have a 3-hour show.
because I have all of you to talk to. When I'm just sitting there by myself talking, then it gets awkward.
You gotta talk to the chat.
That means I have to do more than one thing at the same time.
You do have to do more questions, and then you have to read and count and battle and do all these things at the same time.
Yeah, super easy. Not a problem.
So if I have somebody with me, they can do one while I'm doing the other, and then it all works out. But I'm excited for it, so hopefully everything works out, and that should probably happen maybe not next week, but the weekend after, or the week after. And then, Dino, you did a duo stream with Instinct Leader Spark, right?
Yes, I did a duo stream with him, and it was a very fun stream. This is the second time he's been on the BTW stream, and it was super fun. He hasn't been really doing well. I think he's doing better now from the last time we were playing, but, you know, helped him a little bit, the what I could, and it was a fun stream overall. And I think I tried Little Cup and Ultra League, I believe, in that stream. But yeah, it was a fun stream overall. And I know Wildcat did a duo stream on Saturday. And he's talking the second time.
He's just going to keep talking.
He's going to keep talking.
Twitch is going to hear everything. But that's
I know, Twitch
it.
Is going to hear everything. But
God, I hate you so much.
So that was a complete accident. The little thing that gives me all the stuff scrolled up on me, and I went to mute myself, mm-hmm, and I muted mm-hmm, you.
Mm-hmm.
So just
likely
just
story.
Likely I like that.
But I was supposed to stream with Panic on Saturday. He had a family thing come up, so wasn't able to make it. Luckily, Mama Climb's husband is the best guy in the world, because he was like literally me messaging her at 8:45 to go live at 9, was like, sure, have at it. Which we popped off streaming this weekend, y'all.
How do you get by? You need balls.
Yes, yes, you do. This is correct, Mama Climbs. Thank you for that input. she's going to leave now. She will never
she's
be
She's even
back.
Here. Oh, she is here.
Yeah. But
how do you get
saying,
by? You need balls.
God. But yeah, so she jumped in. We ended up with like 130 viewers without getting rated.
That's awesome.
So that was insane.
It was absolutely crazy. And then Saturday or Sunday, Dino and I ended up streaming together, and
yes, we did.
It and the popped thing off was, again.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was a great weekend for sure for us streaming.
And then it's Tuesday and everyone thinks I'm going to stream and we got, what, six?
Nah, none of that.
Yeah.
We got 14. We got 14 here with us. And Mama Klein's deciding that she's going to ban us and cancel us for
how do you get by? You need balls.
This guy's gonna overthink.
Oh god, this is. I'm sorry, Mama Klein's.
It's not us, I promise. Well, technically it's us. I mean, it's Astro, but, you know.
It's me.
Yeah, it's me.
I almost made it my ringtone. That good. Wish I could somehow show the face that she made after she said it, when she was just like, oh.
You can definitely go see it. It was great.
See, what she doesn't know, I only have the short version that I keep playing on Twitch for her. What she's going to get to hear when she listens to the show this week is the full-fledged version of what she said.
Which is awesome. Just, I guess, to wrap up just our weekly recap, we did get a new streamer added to the BTW streamer network. It's CNFessions. Did I say this right? So, like, Confessions?
I thought it was Confessions only, but I don't know.
It's written
CNFessions, Confessions. We probably should ask him to double-check that.
Yeah, we probably should ask him.
Probably Confessions.
But awesome streamer. Go check them out.
Seattle GoFest happened. It happened. I think some people wish it didn't happen, but it happened.
Did you see there were some reports of people getting Zerkatry instead of Buzzwole?
No.
Yeah.
No, but that's news to me.
I've been seeing all the Buzzwole videos, and I'm getting really upset. It's just not fair.
You should have seen a Wildcat go against the NGBL. That was hilarious. His reaction was priceless as well.
Oh, man.
That's all I gotta say.
I didn't completely freeze at all and not know what to do to it. Literally froze.
And then our new shirt, which actually Dino is wearing, if you want to go ahead and model that for everybody there. That came out Wednesday. We got a good bunch of orders. So if you guys like that shirt or the other shirt that's on our website, you could go on there and use the promo code EASYCLAPS and you'll get $5 off of your order. And it's made by me. Unless you live in Kentucky, because then it gets delayed, but you get it pretty quick.
Yeah, for some reason it gets delayed. I don't even know why.
Yep. So, like I said, nothing really going on with Sylph, except we wrapped up our Architect Cup, and congratulations to Conky for his sweep. His winning team, Normal Cast Form, Shadow Poliwrath, Shadow Gyarados, Pelipper, Shadow Beedrill, and Shadow Drapion. It's a good team.
It's a solid team. I can say that.
Solid meta team, which meta is meta for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And Wildcat, do you want to announce this thing?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, so we announced last week that our versus tournament was kicking off on August 5th. And for this, we are opening up our Discord, allowing anyone to join. You can check out our Twitter to find out all the details there. And probably a link in the show notes if Astro remembers.
I will do my best. Actually, if Matthew remembers, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest.
If Matthew remembers to send it to me.
But if you win, you will get a free BTW shirt and a session for Twitch with Dino and myself. So we'll work that out with you. That can be coaching. That can be a trio. That can be whatever you want to be.
So I have to make a shirt for somebody?
Yeah. I told you this a long time ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
We had an entire
conversation about it.
I feel like Dino right now. Like, I don't know what's going on.
He's like, I'm just here. I'm just here.
Yeah.
Totally had this conversation twice, actually. In three different locations.
He's like, I'll go along with it now.
Sure. Yes.
Yes. Oh my god.
So that's pretty awesome. I'm excited for it. I believe I signed up for it today. I think so.
I can validate that for you.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you went, I don't know how long it's been there for, that channel, and the first thing that you said is what
is this
channel?
It was really far down on my list.
I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, you're trolling, right? There's no way you haven't touched this channel.
No, I was trolling.
And he is signed up. I can confirm he actually signed up.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That means right now for a draft, keep in mind, this is a draft tournament, y'all. We have actively signed up 46 trainers.
That's insane. And how many days or weeks we got left? Like,
we have till next Wednesday, August 5th. I think that's Wednesday, isn't it? Or no,
the 5th
Friday,
is
August
Friday.
It's Friday. Awesome.
So still, I think we can cross 50. Can we cross 50? That's my goal, is I want 50 or more. So those sixth round picks will be trash.
Well, I guess there goes my dust that I had saved.
And keep in mind, there's still a twist to be announced.
I don't even think I know this.
We do, but you probably haven't looked. It's the same place we had the conversation about the shirt.
So probably not. Did I?
Shh, tell anyone I don't read our messages.
I think everyone knows.
All right. So yeah, that wraps up. Yeah, everything. So I guess let's get. It's weird saying let's get the show started and start with the in-game news, right? So
very weird.
Here we go. All right, so we're going to start off with probably my most exciting announcement, which I'm sure everybody knows, but we've got our community day for August, and it is Galarian Zigzagoon, which I think Obstagoon is probably like my second favorite. I think it's slowly moving up the more I use it. But I am so psyched for this. On top of the fact that it's Obstagoon, the shiny is so fucking cool.
Oh yeah, easily one of the best shinies for sure.
It's like they made this Pokemon strictly for me.
It is
metal.
Great.
And then it's got the Miami Heat, Miami Vice colors for the shiny. Like, come on.
Did you just say Gene Simmons is metal?
He's metal. Obstagoon is metal. Let's see. I like Kiss.
I would say it's rock, not metal.
Yeah. Well, he's metal. Obstagoon is metal. He's 100%. He told
Obstagoon
Gene Simmons.
Obstagoon is Gene Simmons. Like, confirmed, no. Styled after Gene Simmons.
No. Gene Simmons stole Obstagoon's look. If Obstagoon walked up to Gene Simmons, let's be real, he'd be like, yeah, you do it better than I do.
Yeah, you can send that fan mate to @AstroZombie954 on Twitter. Go ahead and let him hear that.
Yes. So it's going to get its special community move, which is Obstruct. Obstruct is a 15 power. It's what, 15 power, right?
We don't know that. We don't 15? Know the energy yet.
Okay.
So 15 power, but there's a twist.
It increases your defense while lowering your opponent's defense.
Yeah. So both. You increase your deep bulk and lower their bulk.
Yes.
If this move is 30 or below on energy, busted.
It's what?
If it's 30 or below on the energy, it is busted. Oh, see, all those on Twitch don't get to hear that wonderful thing, and they need to make sure to listen.
That is almost as good.
How do you get by? You need balls.
Oh my god!
It's just because I could see his face just go.
Wait, what Pokemon does that? There's a Pokemon that does that sound. I forget which one it is, though.
Isn't it Primeape that does that?
Probably. I thought it was a fighting type that does it.
That's Primeape is a fighting type.
There you go. I just didn't know. I mean, like I said, I thought it was a fighting, but yeah, this, I think it is primate for sure.
Yeah. So we had a discussion about this, and I'm going to stick to my guns, regardless of the energy. I think that this move is strictly for Great League. I don't think it's going to work in Ultra. It doesn't do enough damage, even with a level, a one stage buff, to handle Giratina the way Night Slash does.
In Ultra, you would run Double Dark, I think.
I think I agree. I kind of see it like you're using the Scrafty, right? You're kind of saying like, oh, we know Power Up Punch doesn't do enough, you know, damage on its own, but it's the counters that will help it. But in this scenario, I don't know, if you're trying to lower it, the defense on their side, and then above your defense, I think there's some play. I think it's still too early to decide like if it's going to be good or not.
Yeah, I feel like the most part, if you're bringing Obstagoon in Ultra League, you're bringing it as your Giratina or Walrein counter. And I think if you go up against Walrein and you're running Double Dark, maybe with the boost, but it's not going to do, I don't think it's going to do anything with Giratina.
That's why I think you run Double Dark. You would throw the boost the first time and then Night Slashing thereafter.
Yeah, with Giratina, you don't even need the other move. You only need Night Slash anyway, so that's why I think Double Dark. Honest,
with Walrein, you don't need Cross Chop either.
If you get the boost with Walrein, the counters do the ultimate work.
I run my Obstagoon with Gunkshot on it in case I get stuck up against it.
But you're also running your Obstagoon in a anti-fairy method.
Yes, that's correct.
So that you're kind of using an uncommon core already on Obstagoon.
Well, I'm using right now, the team that I'm using and it's working is Obstagoon, Walrein, and Drapion. So it's, you know, an ABB line, but I don't think that line works with double dark on Obstagoon.
Yeah, Conky said this, you know, using two obstructs and then getting a Night Slash boost. It never goes down from then. That's getting two ominous wind boosts for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in.
It's all going to be dependent upon energy. If it's anything, if it's 35 energy, it'll be viable, but not great. If it's 30 or less, you're talking, what is that? It's four counters to get to a obstruct.
Yeah. The only reason I'm saying it, I think it's better in Great League is Obstagoon is much glassier in Great League than it is in Ultra League. So that defense boost helps it a ton. I mean, we got to see what this energy is, because the fact
based on that, we can say if it's crap or not.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the lowest power move in all the game, other than Frustration. So to think they would create another lowest energy standpoint for it, too, is not unheard of.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the next? It's 25 is the next one up, right?
Yeah, I think it's 25 for sure.
Yeah, 25 is the next.
Okay. So our event bonuses there are 3x catch Stardust, 2x catch Candy, 2x chance of Candy XL, 3-hour incense and lures for the duration of the community day, an additional special trade, 50% less Stardust on trading up to 5 hours after the end of the event, which is pretty good. Your group bonus is if you catch enough Pokemon at a lure module, the Galarian Lanoon will spawn. So that's good.
How do you feel about them going back to Linoon over the first stage? Because that is what impacted your shiny rates for Dino. So
I guess maybe it depends on what your shiny rates are during the actual 3 hours. Because I think what happened with Dino, because it was Zwellius that would spawn.
Yeah.
Was the shine? I felt like the shiny rate was like super low.
The shiny rate wasn't. It was just you weren't encountering as many. So this is going to be the same situation where the shiny rate will be the same. You're just not encountering as many you're not encountering as many zigzagoons. So it's going to feel like an artificially lower rate.
Yeah. And they're doing this again with the actual cool shiny, which Dino was also a cool shiny. Like, is it a coincidence? I don't know.
But that the thing that's the positive on it is the group bonus is during the event. It's not like the raid bonus that is also going on with this. So you're getting 3 times catch Stardust on a Lanoon. I don't think people I wouldn't complain as much that I'm getting 3 times Stardust on a second stage evolution already. So I think
that's 900 Stardust.
It's all right.
We also had 3 times Stardust with Dino, right? Or was it more? Oh, we didn't have any at all.
Wasn't Dino extra candy?
Yes, that's what it was. Yes, it was. So actually, in this case, you wouldn't necessarily mind it, but you will have to probably work like extra hard to get like more shinies still.
Yeah, you're going to have to be a little bit more active and controlled in your play.
Yeah. So after the thing is up, you're going to have the bonus raid battles. Galarian Lanoon and 4-star in person only. Same thing as last time, as they've been. If you defeat it, Zigzagoon will appear in 300 meters radius for 30 minutes around the gym. And then time research. If you complete the time research, you receive an Obstagoon hat, gloves, glasses, and pose. Yes.
Which you will definitely be wearing.
This pose thing?
Yes.
Are we? I think so, right? Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. This is perfect. This is my day. let's see. So then they also, we got here the Global Challenge Ultra Unlock, the Hisuian Discoveries. So starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. through August 2nd at 8 p.m. your local time, Hisuian Growlithe, Quillfish, Sneasel, and Hisuian Ryan will all be making their debuts in Pokemon Go. The Hisuian Ryan is extremely rare. I believe you can only get it from 13K eggs, but I'll have to double check. Matthew will have to double check our facts there on that one.
Let us know, Matthew. Let us know.
Yeah.
Can't confirm.
Confirmed. Perfect. Awesome. Is it Growlithe and Quillfish? All of them are actually in 7K eggs, right?
Yeah.
Correct. All of them are in 7K eggs, but Quillfish will also be in the wild. And you'll know that when you scroll down and read the full announcement.
Okay. event bonuses, increased friendship levels with trainers. You could store 30 gifts in your item bag, can open 45 gifts per day and send 150 per day. New feature allows gifts to keep being open once bag is full and get only Stardust. That's awesome.
Open gifts every day now.
Well, all that time of me not increasing my bag storage means it fills up faster.
You waited for this moment.
I know. This month is
for you.
I'm being rewarded for mediocrity. our Ultra Unlock Raid Day is Sunday, July 31st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. So your event bonuses are increased chance of receiving XL rare candy from in-person raids. Key, in-person raids. So don't get pissed when you do a remote raid and you don't get it. Because it's there. It's in person. Which is fine. Give me... I'll do... For rare XL candy, I'll sit in my car and do raids all day. 50% more XP for winning raids. 5 free raid passes during the event and up to 2 hours after. And in those raids, we're going to get Unknown S and Panpour.
Panpour's both- in the wild, not raids.
I think in raids.
It may be in raids as well, but it is in the wild.
But both of those can be shiny. And then we're getting Hisuian Bravery. Yep. That's
have you exactly seen what it looks like?
It, well, yeah, because I've played.
Oh, you played it. I
play Legend of Arceus. I really
don't know what it like.
But the silence is actually what the Muse are. It's just as bad as original Bravery.
I don't think the stats changed, right?
It's not a stat issue as much as it is a move issue. It just does not have access to good moves.
No.
Like, its does moves it, are bad.
Even in the main series? Like,
even in the main series. Because everyone was complaining, why didn't it get confusion? Why didn't it get confusion? Because it doesn't actually learn confusion.
It's cool looking. I love the way it looks. It just sucks. Those moves are terrible. Your wild spawns for the event, Zubat, Ponyta, Onyx, Hisuian Voltorb, Tangela, Eevee, Porygon, Ampom? Did I say that right? Or Apom?
Apom.
Apom. Okay, yep. Apom.
Hisuian Quillfish, Wurmple, Cricketot, Buizel, Drifloon, Bronzer, Krogunk, and if you're lucky, Electabuzz, Magmar, Octillery. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Did they say lucky or unlucky?
That's the worst set of lucky if you're lucky.
At least Octillery's extra dust because it's an evolved form and an XL candy.
And then Gible.
What do you think? I don't know. Is it too much? Is it
that's too much? Like, I need to take a break and compose myself with how great those lucky spawns are.
Oh man, whew. Relax. Let's take a breather.
This is
Before you crap on this event. Look how good the actual spawns are.
Oh, no, the actual spawns are amazing.
Zubat, huge PvP relevance. Onyx. Hisuian Voltorb, Tangela, sort of, but not really much anymore. Eevee, Hisuian Quillfish, we'll talk more about it later, but hot damn, it's got some moves. Drifloon, Bronzor has some play here and there. Krogunk, that's a good list of PvP spawns.
Very good.
Yeah, you know what's also really good? These one-star raids. Sneasel, but not the Hisuian form, just regular Sneasel.
But why?
Because.
Just because.
Just okay. Because.
Oh my god, I'm looking at these. Oh man, this is so bad.
Roselia, Shinx, and Unknown S. I will do one Unknown S raid. If I get the shiny, I get the shiny. If not, oh well. And it'll be my free pass.
Has Unknown S spawned at GoFest before?
Nah, I don't think not at the ones that I've only been able to do the remote ones.
I don't know.
Okay, then I will do one Unknown S probably.
Yeah. 3 stars are a little better. Chansey, Togetic, Corellia, and Wishcash. So those aren't terrible. If you're still trying to build a XL Chansey, or if you need a Togekiss for Master League, this is your best place to get it. Your 7K eggs are going to be the Hisuians, Growlithe, Voltorb, Quillfish, and Sneasel. Like we mentioned, 13Ks are Hisuian Ryan, 100% chance it will be a male and shiny. The only thing that sucks about this Pokemon is its moves. It's only getting tackle. There is no charge move. I don't know how they did that. Oh, wait, no, it's mirror shot. That's it. So tackle and mirror shot.
At least the 7K eggs are actually kind of good. Like, you're guaranteed to get one of the featured spawns or featured Pokemon.
Yeah.
Now let's see if the eggs come out and there's actually only those four in it.
Yeah. What sucks is I'm going to have to... You're going to hatch all those eggs that are sitting in there and not spin a stop.
I have not spun a stop since last Friday.
I can't do that.
No eggs.
That's a good idea for sure.
I didn't spin a stop Saturday or Sunday.
I also disabled our redemption for Twitch on Saturday and Sunday to force me to open a gift because I didn't want 7 kilometer eggs before tomorrow.
Oh,
I straight up, I did. Echo Beast had redeemed it on Saturday. He's like, open my gift. I'm like, okay. Immediately, as soon as he did it, I was like, I'm disabling that. No one else is doing it. I refuse.
It was hilarious.
That's awesome. I did. I knew I was remembering that we were getting these Pokemon, but I didn't remember when this started. So I just opened one gift and then clicked on it to see like what was possibly in it. And then once I saw it was all the Alolans, I was just like, okay, well, I won't touch these again. Field research task encounters. Clefairy Paris, that is a 500 dust per catch. Psyduck, Magnemite.
Stack them for community day.
Oh, yeah.
1500 and then another 100 or 1250 for a star, or another 750 for a star piece. 2250 per catch.
That's smart. That's thinking right there. That is a man that has 7 million stardust.
Not anymore.
Oh, wait, no.
How much does he have?
I don't know.
Nope.
I can't play the sound because I had to cut it out for...
Damn it.
You can't buy. You need balls. But you played that.
Let's just say that stream on Saturday that I was referring to, I may have mauled spend it a little bit. Like, he's like built a Snorlax from like level 10 up to whatever needed to be for Ultra League. Shadow Snorlax.
I think he's like closer to a lower like 6 mil right now.
Like 6.5-ish or so.
Regardless. I'm going to take your advice on that one. So where did I leave off? Psyduck, Magnemite, Cyndaquil, Sneasel, Normal, your normal form, Remoraid, Mantine.
Whoa! What was that last one you said?
Remoraid. There's Dino. Help
Are you
me
in
out
love
here,
with
man.
This? Amore, mi amore, come on.
That one, I was like, wait a second, I don't know if that sounded right. I can see why you said it.
That's how it's spelled. This isn't my dyslexia coming in and switching letters around. That's literally how it's spelled.
Raid. See, R-A-I-D at the end? What is that? That's Raid.
Remoraid. See? Remoraid. Remoraid.
You still said that Amore in there.
It all sounds the same to me.
Don't make fun of my accent.
he's really in love with his Pokemon for what it is, y'all.
Yes, it is. Mantine, Shinx, Plant, Sand, and Trash Cloak Burmese. So Plant and Sand, because we all know that the trash is.
Even so, it's guaranteed XL candy for trade, so still do them.
It's true.
Yeah, makes sense.
Ashwat. Petilli?
Petilil.
There you go. That one. And Rowlet. So those are from your field research.
If anyone's confused why they're random starters, those are the starters for Pokemon Legends Arceus with Cyndaquil, Oshawott, Rowlet. That's why they're random starters.
As you were saying that, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Okay. Collection challenges, complete to receive XP, Stardust, and an incubator. And then we're also going to get, during this time, the Hisuian Cup starting tomorrow. It's basically, what does it say? It says, only Mons from Hisuian region or Pokedex number 387 through 493 are allowed, and it's 1500 CP or lower.
Modified Sinnoh Cup.
I'm sure we'll talk about that in GBL there. Daily Adventure Incense. So this is, I didn't know about this at first. And then Shadow sent me like this little card that had a code on it that I put it in. And then I got this this thing, this blue incense. And it said that I needed to turn it on and walk for 15 minutes in order to get it. So apparently that is something that everyone's getting now.
But everyone does not have it yet. It'll roll out over the next week. So if you don't have it, it'll come.
Okay. So it will be daily. You can use it once a day. It's 15 minutes of your incense, but you have to be moving. And when I say you have to be moving, it's not like you have to be actually like,
it does not use the one spawn every 5 minutes. Correct. So if you do not move, it does not spawn. And I did test this, purposely tested it so I could actually share that.
Yeah.
Didn't Bikini Bottom try to do it at his own house by walking around his house?
Yeah, and it's the old distance type. So it's straight line distance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're walking like around your house, that isn't going to count.
No. I will say I did it, was it Monday that I got it? Yeah, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. And it was, I just would drive around my neighborhood. Like I just, it coasted literally around my neighborhood. I got 6 spawns in 15 minutes from it. And that's at like 5 miles an hour.
I walked just my neighborhood today and I had 6 minutes of dead, like no cell phone service, walking from the back of my neighborhood to the front. 18 catches on it in what is it? 9 minutes.
Wow.
So you can get a catch every 30 seconds. So that means your maximum catches is 30.
Hmm.
I was hustling, just to put it bluntly. I was in a near jog to get max my spawns.
Hmm. So this is pretty cool. So if you don't have balls,
how do you get by? You need balls.
They're going to give you 30 Pokeballs. If you run out, it's a lot of balls, right, Dino? Lots of balls. It's a lot of balls.
Yeah, a lot of balls for sure.
You need balls.
Yeah, you do.
How do you get by? You need balls.
So
what I think is really nice about this, though, this is an easy way for rural players to have 15 minutes of spawns guaranteed. Like if you live in a place where if you're, you know, ahead of a holler for all my country people, where you don't get spawns, you throw this on, you walk for 15 minutes, and you get 15 minutes worth of spawns at the 30 spawns a day. That's actually really awesome.
That is. That's awesome. So we can confirm from, was it Bikini Bottom that confirmed the legendary?
There's been
bird?
A lot of people confirm it. It's been all over the place.
Yeah, there was I only pay attention to our Discord, so. And looks like the catch rate is god awful. So you'll see it.
3%.
Yeah, don't get mad if you don't catch it. I think even catch with
what? You didn't say what it was.
The legendary Galarian birds.
There you go.
I thought I said that. No,
you just said we can confirm and never said what you can confirm.
Oh, well, we can confirm it. We can confirm it. That's terrible catch rate. That's it's
Point.
Like.
3%.
That's such a tease.
Oh, and it has a 95% flea rate.
Sucks ass. Not the good way.
That was perfect. Someone told me they did like excellent golden berry and ultra ball and still nothing.
And see, Twitch does not have any clue why we're laughing right now.
Yeah.
That is specifically for the show, y'all.
This is... Thank you so much, Matthew, for putting these sound clips together. These are amazing. Absolutely amazing. So our... So the things that spawn, or they say spawn, from these things, because
these are
the rare spawns.
So there's the general spawn table that sucks, and there's two additional spawn tables.
Yes. So you have a rare spawn table, which it must be really rare. Gible, Esper, Volby, Phantom, Chameco, Absol, Archon, Jangmo-o, Cryogonal, Rockruff, Spoink, Nosepass, Miltank, Lapras, Dedenne, Tyrant, Swaddle. Oh, Swaddle.
Got any Swaddle? Can I see Swaddle? Let's go. Swaddle?
Audino, Muna, Galarian, Slowpoke, and Spritzy. So those are your rare ones.
I got a Spritzy and a Spoink today for mine.
Huh.
So they're not that rare, but also, did you know Volibee has been egg locked? Rockruff has been egg and raid locked.
Yep. Esper?
Archon is as rare as they come.
I caught a wild Archon the other day. It was chilling like right up.
But they're still
house.
Rare. I mean,
yeah, the thing
Aldino's 1,000 dust, mm-hmm. isn't it? I'll take that spawn table.
That's not bad.
Yeah, if you get it, I could throw out. They could put every legendary Pokemon ever in the game in that spawn pool. If you don't get it, like, let's be real. They're just putting that in there to get you to walk.
No, this is actually what people are confirming have gotten. These are not Niantic telling you this. This is confirmed. People have caught these things off the.
I know. Yeah, instance. I know somebody that got the Volibee. So,
hmm.
I think Miami Dog got one actually.
Maybe it was him. I don't know.
Who paid him for that? Someone paid him to post that.
Just wait till you read this next table. Talk about good stuff.
This is the evolutions. Oh, okay. Luxray, Gengar, Alakazam, Houndoom, Hariyama, Venusaur, Flygon, Machamp, Ampharos, Combusken? Yeah. Charizard, Blastoise, Gyarados, Mamoswine, Cascoon? Zoelius, Amistar, Metagross, Swampert, Primeape, Clefable, Talonflame, Abomasnow, Rhyperior, Toxicroak, Silcoon, Gavite, Gardevoir, Shiftry, Beware, Rapidash, Fortress, Aggron, Slaking, Altaria, Wigglytuff, and Jumpluff. They're good spawns if you
get them. That's good spawns. For a free item in the game?
So let's... And this is... You know I don't normally rain and poop on things like this. What? Because you can share your catches from this time. Right? So the most I caught yesterday and today were 6 each day.
You need to do better. I had 18 today.
That's all that popped up.
Is it because you're driving?
Yeah, it may be that you were hitting the speed limit and not getting spawns.
I was 5 miles an hour around.
That's right at speed cap. That's right
there
at
was
it.
There was old ladies power walking faster than my car was going.
So you asked her, you know what you need to do?
I'm just going to have one of them park, do it.
Put your car in park, step out of the car, and use your feet.
It was a fucking hurricane outside today.
It was
terrible. Yeah,
honestly, the only reason I was able to go today, we had awful weather up until about 5 o'clock today, and then I got out of a meeting. I'm like, it's pretty. I regretted it immediately because I thought the humidity wouldn't be that bad. I was wrong, but I still did my 3 mile walk.
I don't know. I mean, it's free, so I guess I can't complain that much. Whatever.
I mean, has that stopped you before?
That's true. I did buy a ticket for Galarian Mr. Mime. Right?
Yep. Galarian. I remember that.
Hey, but that thing is...
Definitely not.
Okay. All right, here's the fun stuff. August. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of stuff. All right. August news. So our first event in August is going to be called Bug Out. It's going to start August 10th and run through the 16th, featuring bug type Pokemon. Tinfoil hat? Volcarona?
Maybe, but Mega Scizor for certain. And you'll see why I say that later.
And Volcarona and 5-star raids.
Not 5-star. Genesect is in 5-star raids.
Oh, okay. That wouldn't be a 5-star raid Pokemon?
Volcarona? No.
I guess it would be 3-star.
Yeah, it's not a rare, or it's not a legendary.
I don't know why I always thought it was legendary, but it's not, right?
Or one of, at least like a pseudo.
It's a pseudo, right?
Like a pseudo maybe? Legendary.
No?
Huh.
It is not. Wow. It's just something that everyone loves because it's typing, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's insanely high attack stat.
And they already added the move for it in the move pool, or at least in the game code, right? So that's been in there since, what, Fairy Wind?
I think before, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's before as well. Oh my god.
Oh man. So that is going on. And then the 2002 World Championship event.
2002? We time traveling, y'all.
Wow.
2012, we time traveling.
I was doing so good. And then I just, okay. 2022 World Championships event. That will run August 18th through the 23rd. I'm guessing from what I'm seeing here, this is just like raids.
No, that's the next section. That's all we know about that event.
Oh, that's all we know about that event.
Yep.
Okay. So these raids are for when? Just general?
The month.
Gotcha. Okay. I see it. It's just, it's weird because it has the dates at the end. So he's trying to trick me. That's exactly what he's doing. You see the smile. Now everybody can see him. So when he's doing something to purposely fuck me up, you'll see the smile on his face.
It's that shit-eating grin, isn't it?
That's it.
I know. I think it's a little bit payback.
And oh, Matthew says something.
Yeah, Matthew may have forgotten you can hear him on the show now, too. Uh-oh.
This is what I've been wanting him to just interject randomly, because we can hear it in our ears, but no one else could. And it was, I guess, maybe not as appealing for the podcast listeners, because it would literally be like, oh, well, why don't we ask Matthew?
Awkward silence.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then if I forgot that no one could hear him, I just kept talking and no one knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, so, pretty bad.
This is, yay, like an Astro problem right there.
It is. I am 100%. Okay, so for our 5-star raids, July 31st through August 10th, Palkia is coming back. Shiny Palkia. That's the peppermint one, right? Looks like a little peppermint candy. Then August 10th through the 18th, we're going to get Genesect with a new drive. We just don't know which one it is.
Isn't there only one left?
It's
Shock Dows. Drive.
Was it?
They didn't announce it at all. It just has an asterisk.
Yeah, I know it does, but isn't the Shock Drive the only one that's left that we haven't gotten already?
It only has that many?
It only has like five. Four or five.
We only have three.
Ice Drive.
Yeah, because I think we only have three, right?
Yeah.
Water. I know we have three.
We have Water, Shock, and Flame, so it's Ice.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was so hard to figure out, Nanik. Good job disguising.
Took me a second. So that's August 10th through the 18th. And then I'm excited for this. Everyone mark your calendars, because we've said it. Everything comes back. It just takes a while. And I seriously doubt after this it's going to be coming back anytime soon. Zacian and Zamazenta. Did I say that right? Yeah.
Zacian and Zamazenta.
coming to raids August 18th through the 31st. If you have any desire to do Master League, Zacian is a must. That thing is an absolute beast in Master League.
Look, King Tom, I'm talking directly to you. You are required to level 50 your Zacian. It is a requirement.
Does Cliff already have a level 50?
I don't know. Cliff, if you're listening, you're secondarily required.
Yeah. I saw a Zamazenta in Ultra League, and I didn't know what moves it had. Like, I still don't know what moves it has. But it's fighting, right?
Yeah, it's a fighting type.
It's a fighting, yeah.
Do you know the moves?
Snarl?
I know it has Snarl.
Snarl, so they close have combat.
Do they have the same moves?
No,
they don't, because one of them is fairy.
Quick attack, Metal Claw, Snarl, Ice Fang, and then the charge moves Iron Head, Moon Blast, Close Combat, and Crunch.
I was getting there. I was getting there. I couldn't remember the other one. But yeah, Close Combat, like, Crunch, I think, is what most people run on it.
Yeah. It's not terrible. I have one. I've never really messed with it because everyone always said Zacian was the one to pay more attention to.
I'm kind of disappointed they didn't come back either as A, shiny, or B, their other forms, though.
Maybe they'll change that.
Maybe that's our ultra unlock for Sephora.
Because we've got what? We have hero form?
The hero forms.
So what's the next? The next one is the sword and shield, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that have like a special form name? Or?
Yes, it does, and I could not tell you what it is off the top of my head. Actually, we'll do that research because I don't feel like doing it.
So there's that. Our mega raids. Oh, I'm excited for this. Obama Snow, July 31st through August 10th. It can be shiny. Okay. All right. I was looking at the wrong dates here. So then there's an unknown mega raid, which is August 10th through the 18th, but it does run
Scizor.
Exact same time. So it's going to be Swampert. I really can't wait for Mega Swampert. That thing it's awesome looking.
So it looks so bulky. I don't know. Is the stats actually get bulkier, or does it stay like the same when it becomes Mega
It would be so much better if it stayed the same and just like juiced up.
Got freaking steroids.
There's some new daily incense reports coming in. Take a look what I sent.
Why don't you tell us?
I want you to look and get your reaction first.
That means I got to move my screens around here. Hold on. Okay. Let's look. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Huh.
What? That's random.
Thank you, Seagull, for sending that to me while we were recording.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Trio off of Daily Incense confirmed via Australia, it looks like.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Okay. That's pretty
maybe
cool.
More legendary? Or
no. Other? Azelf is North America. Sorry. So that's somewhere in North America.
Yeah. That's cool. That is, yeah.
That's sorry cool, to interrupt though. The news, but with more that's news, fine. But... You know, yep. That's important.
So then Mega Slowbro will be August 18th through the 25th, and then Mega Ampharos 25th through the 31st. All of these I need Mega Energy for, so I'm excited for it.
I was going to say the same thing. So this is good for me, too.
This is a good month. This is going to be an expensive month, I'll tell you that. let's see. Raid hours. We're going to have Palkia on the 3rd. Oh, Genesect on the 10th and the 17th, Zacian on the 24th, Zamazenta on the 31st. Our research breakthrough encounter, another good one. So we're coming off of, you've got what, 4 more days? Is there 31 days in this month or 30?
31. Yep.
Okay, so you've got 5 more days to get a Lickitung, and then it's going to switch over to Galarian Stunfisk. which is
I'm so excited. I've just so happened by accident to time it out. Mine comes up on the second, which means I get 5 shots to get my Galarian Stunfisk.
That's awesome.
And that's 5 XL candies as well, guaranteed.
And it can be shiny. And I had never seen it, like, I've seen, like, the images of it, but I had never seen one in person, and I think someone that is playing in GBL, yeah, GBL over the weekend had a shiny one. So, it's pretty cool looking. I like it. Our Spotlight Hours, August 7th, is Hisuian Voltorb with 2x Catch Stardust. Nidoran on August 9th. It can be shiny with 2x Catch XP. So if you need your XL candy for Nidoqueen for Ultra League, this is your time to get it. Joltik is August 16th with 2x Catch Candy. That's another one, XL Galvantula for Ultra League. The Nidoran with balls will come in.
I looked
to see if he was gonna do anything, and I just saw his eyes go. That's the 23rd. It can be shiny with 2x transfer candy. So on the 9th, you're going to catch a bunch of the female Nidoran, and then you're going to wait until the 23rd, and then you're going to transfer them all. That makes sense?
I mean, if that's, yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Probably same thing with Joltik. If you want to do that, Galvantula, just save them all. And then finally, we're wrapping it up with, ready? PDUV, August 31st. 2x of all XP. But it can be shiny.
I already have a shiny.
Trash.
I have a shiny. Yeah, I think I have a shiny of both the female and male ones, because I think they're different colors.
Well, the PDUV shiny isn't, but the Unfezant.
Yeah,
is different.
The what?
Unfezant.
Is that really how it's said?
So I say it. I don't know if it's actually correct or not, but the name and tell like, me it's not. Sounds...
If it isn't, that is your Zapdos right there.
I will die on that hill with you.
Because that is the best thing I've heard you say today. Yeah, that one's awesome. I like that. Pheasant. Anyway, new language selection features will roll out this month too, in case some of you need to change it from the language you've been using for.
I think right now language is actually region locked. So like you can't change your language in game at all. So like if you live in America, but you want to play in Spanish or Japanese, you can't do that. So this will allow you to change it no matter where you're at in the world to select your language.
Even if your phone is all in Spanish, like let's say your phone is locked.
Maybe it is. It's based on the region of your phone, but it's still not in game selectable. So like if I want to catch a Pokemon and have the Japanese name for it, I can't do that today.
Huh. Okay.
So with this feature, you could change your game to Japanese, catch Pokemon and get the Japanese name for it.
And not be able to read it. Unless you can read Japanese.
How do you know I don't know how to read Japanese? How do you know that? Come on. What are you suing for?
You're right. How do I know that? Anyway. I didn't know Japanese or... Japanese was a course that they took in Kentucky.
You don't know. You don't know. Don't make assumptions, Astro.
I do know.
You've like literally mentioned this on the show that you don't know.
I know. I'm aware. I'm just giving Astro shit. It's fun.
Okay, so that was faster than I thought it was going to be. I guess because there's really nothing for me to go on a tangent about.
He tried.
I tried. It's actually, this is actually like a reasonably good month.
It's honestly outside of PDOV, there's and raids are good.
The if you're lucky spawns.
But that's not the month stuff. That's an event. That's always the stupidness. Like Mega Obama Snow is actually a really good mega to have.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mega Slowbro. We're gonna go ahead and say Mega Scizor because you know we can read the tea leaves here. I like it. Daily Adventures in Incense is nice. Like everything here is, it's good. We went so long without news. I don't know how to handle good news.
I know. It's been a lot of terrible news too. Dino, you think it's okay? Let's hear from Dino.
I agree that this is going to be a really good month, especially with like how dead it's been. So for me, like everything is just overall good. Everything has you can get XL for a bunch of things. The raids are great. I mean, we missed out on Zacian whenever we were like all boycotting raids that time. So for me, I don't even think I have one Zacian. Maybe I do from a trade, but besides that, so hopefully maybe. I know I'm going to go crazy. This is the only time I'm going to go crazy for raids. And you know that I hate doing raids, so.
But you know what this month's missing?
What?
Cowboy Hat Wurple.
Yeah, but you got Cowboy Hat Snorlax.
We didn't get to go to Seattle.
I'll get it somehow. Get a trade.
Shadow, if you transfer a single Cowboy Hat Snorlax, I will find you.
You'll know.
Those must be saved.
All right. Well, that's it for the news. I thought it was going to be longer than that. So, GBL?
GBL.
Fight!
Almost forgot to unmute myself there.
That's what you get from muting me without telling me.
It was good.
It's good. it's really good, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, our weekly rotation starts tomorrow. We're gonna go. So we've got Open Master League, Hisuian Cup. That's going from the 27th through the 3rd. And we're going to get our 3x Stardust rewards for winning. Are we doing Master League? Wildcat?
That was a good joke.
Okay, so from what I'm gathering... the Hisuian Cup is what? Sinnoh Cup Part 2?
It is modified Sinnoh. So the big changes here come from the Hisuian Electrode, Hisuian Quillfish, somewhat Sneasler / Weavile, but they're not nearly as impactful in this meta. Looking here, the one that shocks me the most, Empoleon, who was absolutely busted in Sinnoh Cup, has fallen all the way down to 25 as far as rankings go. Astro's talking on mute.
No, I'm not. I'm not on mute. I tried to...
Oh, there we go.
It wasn't working. I was getting so upset because it was perfect.
Medina, you do know me and you need to at least look over Masters because we're doing a coaching session Sunday in Masters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll look into that. But as long as I don't have to play it, like, physically, you know, I'm good. Like, don't want to touch that.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm not going to
do it. I don't have a single level 50, not one.
You can do it. You don't need a level 50 to compete.
Why would I risk losing more ELO when I'm, like, close to Legend?
If you're a good battler, it doesn't matter what your Pokemon are, right?
I don't think anybody can run level 40s level 50.
I believe Thanks Obama ran 2,500 Pokemon in Master League and went positive.
During the off season. That doesn't count.
It still counts. I'm going to give the man credit where credit's due.
It's not even a, it wasn't even a season.
It doesn't matter.
So it was like give a practice credit. Season.
So do we want to review the new Pokemon and their moves before we get too far into talking about the cups?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say is let's talk about these new Pokemon. So we already know Hisuian Electrode. That one's been here for a while. So let's start with the lesser, I guess, and go through. So we'll start with Growlithe and Arcanine.
Don't touch them.
Well, I mean, for your
moves, yeah. So Growlithe, you're going to get Ember and Bite with Rock Slide, Flamethrower, Crunch. The downside to both Growlithe and Arcanine is their typings. Rock Fire is a tough type.
That's rough.
Dino, what about Arcanine? What moves is Arcanine packing?
Arcanine has Snarl, Fire Fang, and Rock Smash for the fast moves, and charge moves are Wild Charge, Rock Slide, Flamethrower, and Crunch. It's basically like kind of like the Kanto Arcanine in terms of like the moves that it has. It's like pretty interesting. I don't know if anybody's gonna really run it. It looks fun, but that's about it.
I wouldn't run it in this meta, but maybe a Sylph meta.
It's basically what, like a Slugma, or what is the evolution of Slugma?
Magmar?
Magcargo.
Magcargo, yeah.
I mean,
without Incinerate, though. Magcargo is good because of Incinerate.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like this because, you know, it hits pretty hard, so.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they're very bulky either.
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool. I guess that's the only thing I can get.
It does. They look awesome. Yeah. So we already we forgot to mention the other one was Bravery, but we kind of did. Air/ Braver Psychic is the preferred moves of terrible moves. So what are we going to say is the next one? Sneasel?
Sneasel and Sneasler. I think you can group them together. They're, you know, evolutions. So Hisuian Sneasel has access to Poison Jab.
Mm-hmm.
With Close Combat, X-Scissor, and Aerial Ace. It's got moves. It is a poison fighting type, so think Toxicroak. You ready for this stat? This is important for this one. Stamina, 110. Defense, 110. Attack of 135.
What is that? Let me see. What's that compared to Toxicroak?
Let's take a look. So Toxicroak, 136 with a defense of 91 and a stamina of 131. So it's a bulkier Toxicroak.
It does beat it in the CMP tie, so there's that. But I think it's interesting. I think it is lower than Sneasel, though, by a lot.
It is, primarily just because Sneasel's isn't getting access to counter.
Mm-hmm.
And as a fighting type, you really need a counter. I just noticed Hakuna Matata did not add Sneasler to the rankings.
Yep. And I just saw something interesting. So in Open Great League, Sneasel is Hisuian is 92 and its counterpart is 571. They have the exact same stats.
Moves make a difference.
Yep. 135 attack, 110 defense, and 110 stamina. What was it? 150. Yeah, that's it. That's the exact same.
Now, here's where it's busted. Dino, do you have access to look at the Sneasler's stats right now, or do you need me to read them off for you?
That's the one that we got from the Pokeminers?
It's Pokeminers, or it's actually, if you go to battle, you can look at it.
Okay. No, I don't have it. Let me see.
Attack 145.9, a 95 defense, 110 stamina, but listen to these moves. Poison Jab, Shadow Claw for fast move. It has Rock Smash, I don't care. Close Combat, Aerial Ace, X-Scissor. Shadow Claw, Close Combat, X-Scissor. This thing is going to spam your shield and then nuke you out of existence.
Yeah, and then it has play against psychics as well, if it isn't like a confusion user.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Exosure and Shadow Claw.
How well does it do against... So let's put it up against... What's one that we see all the time?
In open? Oh, I'm sure... Oh. Actually, no, against Deoxys, it should be pretty straightforward. It might be actually kind of close, because the Psycho Boost still would do a lot, because it's four times weak to Psychic. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, if the attack stat is that high, the Shadow Claws are going to be adding up, and Exosures are going to get to it really quick.
Hmm. So you're running it with... You're definitely running it with Shadow Claw over Poison Jab?
Yeah, I think so. I think Wildcat was talking again without...
Yeah, I was going to say, do you know the issue with Sneasler, though?
Hmm. What is that?
You can't get it under 1,500 out of eggs. 0, 0, 0 IVs, it will be 18.5 level.
So that's why it's not added.
Though technically, I mean, they could add it, but yeah, there's no need to. However, okay. If you put this thing in Ultra League with that moveset and being able to resist Fairy, maybe switch out X-Scissor for Aerial Ace in Ultra League so you have something to hit Fairies with.
Let's see. So it's going to get key wins against Scrafty, Umbreon, Stunfisk, Walrein, Swampert, but it loses bad to Cresselia. Shadow Swampert wrecks it. Giratina Altered, Talonflame, and Alolan Ninetales. So the ones that it does lose to, it loses bad to. But it also wrecks what it wins. it's very much what Toxicroak does. It either loses really bad or wins really, really good.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes sense, though, because, I mean, when you see Toxicroak, you're just all types of confused. And that happened, actually, on stream on Sunday when I saw Toxicroak, like, in the same set. I saw it twice. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, why am I seeing this thing? So it throws you off, for sure.
It does. So then, I guess, after that, it's the... There's only one more, right? Yes. And this is the one that I guess everyone's the most excited about?
Well, there's two more. There is Quillfish and its evolution. Okay. Over Quill.
Well, yeah, but I put them all together.
Dino, tell us about Quillfish. I want Aster to tell us about Over Quill because he's going to love it.
Okay. I actually like both of them, but the fast moves for Hisuian Quillfish is Poison Sting, Poison Jab, so I guess very somewhat similar. Charge moves are going to be Aqua Tail, Ice Beam, Sludge Bomb, Dark Pulse, Shadow. Jesus Christ, this thing has like everything. It's insane.
Immediately banned from all Sylph metas.
Dude, this thing has anything. Like, you can literally build around this like Pokemon. Like, that's how good it is. And what is this? Like, it's a dark poison? So are you neutral against
almost everything?
I mean, against fighting.
Yeah, you're neutral against fighting, you're neutral against fairy.
Your only weakness is ground?
Your only weakness is ground.
Because fairies is neutral. I mean, yeah, fairies.
Oh, ground and steel. Or no, steel.
No, it's just, no, it's fairy.
It's just ground. Ground.
Wow. Yeah. This thing looks busted, right?
So, have you seen the next one? What it evolves into?
To Overquill?
I don't know, you tell me. What does it have?
I feel bad for Drapion right now. So it is the same typing, dark poison. Your fast moves are Poison Jab or Poison Sting. Your charge moves, Aqua Tail, Dark Pulse, Sludge Bomb, Shadow Ball, and Ice Beam. You've got a 131 attack, a 106 defense, and a 121 stamina, and that is in Great League. Yes. All kinds of yes. I want to see what it is in Ultra. How's it in Ultra? It's actually worse in Ultra than it is in Great.
Yeah, the reason that Quillfish is ranked higher, though, is it is bulkier. Okay. By a decent amount.
Let's see. Let's
like five defense points, and it only loses one HP. So it's bulkier. So you will see more people running Quillfish. Also, to evolve Quillfish into Overquill, you have to win 10 raids with it as your buddy.
So
I mean, that's not a bad thing, right? Because we're doing a lot of raids with like Dialga and whatever else is coming. So like, that's not even a problem anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I see what Wildcat's getting at is it, but it's just like Sirfetch. I think Sirfetch was the same.
Sirfetch was 10 excellent throws.
Oh, okay. Then wasn't there another one you had to do raids for?
I think it was only like 5 though.
Who was that though?
I do not remember because I only ever evolved one of them and said never again.
Yeah.
So I definitely didn't evolve that thing because I never remember doing that.
But I like it. It's just more arsenal for my dark teams here.
It is actually going to be really good for a dark team.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact that it has Shadow Ball in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Galarian Mask, maybe, I think was the raid one.
That's right. Yep, that was it.
But I'm also just looking here. I mean, it wins against Gallade, Drifblim, Cresselia, Drapion, and Abomasnow. Quillfish does. However, Gastrodon is part of this meta, so I wouldn't recommend trying a triple Dark Poison team, because you technically could run Drapion, Stunfisk, or Skuntank, and Quillfish as a triple Dark Poison team. Don't do that because Gastrodon exists.
Yeah, don't do it here, but you can still do that somewhere else.
Well, where is this Gastro thing?
It's ranked like 2 or 3.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to see this thing everywhere.
Or I'm sorry, it's fell down all the way to 7 this time, which is shocking considering it beats all 3 of the top ranked ones.
And that's why people are going to use it. Well. It beats a lot of the Pokemon there. 8, 9.
Well, does it beat 9?
None. Well, it was neutral, but probably not.
So 9 is Hisuian Electro.
No, it loses.
Yeah, it loses.
Hisuian Electro was another one that was very interesting that I was looking at.
Yeah.
Lyle was the one that actually mentioned it to me, and I'm like, it's kind of interesting, because I have to make a team for tomorrow, so
yeah,
I try to build something around that, and it's actually pretty tough. It's pretty tough to come up with something that's going to be good on the first day. But
what do you,
the first day is usually like the day you want to take advantage out of like the meta.
What are you thinking?
For now, I have Lucario, Hisuian Electrode, and Gastrodon. I'm still debating, but I really want to build around Electrode. I feel like that's going to be a very solid Pokemon against like everything. Maybe the only thing... Yeah, I would be pretty scared against like Abomasnow with that team, for sure. Especially if they decide to use like Razor Leaf, then I'd probably get wrecked. Or actually, Powder Snow would be worse.
There's another Pokemon that was really popular that has fallen way down the thing that actually beats a lot of the top meta as well.
What is that?
Gallade. Watch out for Gallade, y'all.
Because I use that Gallade thing's packing for Leaf
Blade and Close Combat. And it's a psychic that beats Drifblim because of the confusion damage.
That's an interesting one, yeah.
So I'm probably going to... I'm very similar to you. I'm looking at Gallade with Gastrodon, and I'm still iffy on my third. I'm thinking maybe Electro, but that does leave me a little weak to Abomasnow. Maybe Lucario, but then that leaves me weak to Gastrodon. Like, I got to figure out that third spot still.
Yeah, I mean, you still got time. Are you both going to wait for this cup, or are you guys going to do your sets before this changes tomorrow?
No, I think
I'm waiting.
You're waiting? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll wait. I'll probably, once I can get a hold of a Quillfish and Overquill, if I can get to it before this is over, I'll probably do something with that. But I think last time I used for Sinnoh, I think it was like Drapion and Glade, and then I just mixed in a third one somewhere. But Glade was a lot of, it was a lot of fun.
I will say, watch out for Cresselia. I think it may come up here and start knocking around a little bit at the top meta. It's down at number 11, so it's not completely out of the ordinary, but it has a lot of play against the top of the meta as well. And I'm surprised Astro didn't mention Pachirisu being at number 3.
So I got really excited during Sinnoh because it was up there too. And it's, I love the thing. I love when I get to use it. But it's just, it has no coverage. So it's like, if you don't build around it to cover other things, I mean, it could get shut down real quick.
If it gets locked into a Gastrodon, you might as well top left.
Well, no, because it can beat Gastrodon. So in a one shield, it beats Gastrodon bad. It has a 266 battle rating against Gastrodon. Or Gastrodon has a 266 battle rating against
Pachirisu. Yeah, that means it loses to Gastrodon.
No. Oh, yes, you're right. Yes, it I'm does. Sorry. I'm reading the wrong things.
It has no way to yeah. hit Gastrodon at all.
I'm reading it wrong. I saw it wrong. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, no, yeah, you basically top
left. I think that's why I left it, is because it was just... And it says it beats Lucario, but listen, I've learned something. Lucario is one of those Pokemon where you think you're going to beat it, and then next thing you know, it just drops 2 Shadow Balls on you out of nowhere.
Yeah, you're like, when the hell did he get to?
It's also, I think a lot of that becomes, most people's Lucario are egg hatched. So they're not running PvP IVs, and that increased attack stat makes that thing super dangerous.
Yeah. I know mine's not even close to a decent, like, PvP IVs, but it works. So, let's see. Anything else?
Looks like it's going to be fun. That's all I know. And hopefully we're able to climb, you know, at least the first few days with this cup.
Oh, Helpoudon is now ranked at number 28? What the hell happened there?
I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, it is.
I got it. Number 33. That's where it goes.
Hunchcrow running. Hunchcrow.
Poor Hunchcrow.
I'm actually surprised to see Shadow Hunchcrow ranked lower than Hunchcrow, though.
That is weird.
Because that is one of the typical ones you would see a Shadow boost from, but I guess its defense is just that bad that even the Shadow boost is not worth it to it.
Huh. And then at 43, Probopass. I kind of like Probopass.
Poor man's Bastiodon?
I mean, it's not terrible.
It's a spammier, I guess, Bastiodon, if you want to call it that. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, you got a 200 defense, a 119 stamina. What's Bastiodon's 246, 138. So, I mean, if you don't have one, if you don't have a Bastiodon and you want to run a team similar to that, its attack stat is higher than Bastiodon, and it's got Spark, Rock Slide, Thunderbolt, and Magnet Bomb. So it could work if there's a team you want to run, but it has Bastiodon and you don't have one.
Hear me out, though. Shaman.
What does that thing even have?
Hidden power. Hidden power is in headbutt.
No.
Just with no. Only grass moves.
I see. I wish Dino was a little higher up or had already hit legend.
Why is that? Because
like now I'm looking and I'm like, oh, what is it? Carnivine?
Oh my god. And you want me to use that?
No, I wanted you to use that.
That's what I'm saying. You want me to use that thing. I don't even know what moves it has.
Vine Whip, Crunch, Power Whip, Energy Ball, or Bite.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. The moves are not that bad.
Yeah. It's 130 attack, 101 defense, and 130 stamina.
I mean, beats somehow. Okay, I mean, it makes sense, but a grass type that beats Frostlass because of Crunch.
Why is this thing so far down here, then?
Bastiodon and Cresselia.
Wow. Look at these wins. Okay. Gastrodon, what? Gastrodon, Empoleon, Frostlass, Bastiodon, Cresselia.
I mean, it completely gets wrecked by Toxicroak, but yo, like, you can have a counter for that. And same thing with Lucario and Drifblim, like.
Yeah.
It seems very interesting.
626 battle rating against Frostlass.
Will we see the return of Grasshole with this, though?
Don't tell me. So, I really think I saw a Toxic team already, which was like a Bastiodon, Razor Leafer, and a Charmer. So, just be aware of
no toxic one tell team. Thanks Obama. Please God, don't tell him.
I think he's the one that came up
probably,
with it.
He probably came
he's
up
the with one
it.
That came up with it, I think.
That's my man
so,
right there.
Yeah, he already knows.
I'm waiting for him to post his team so I can use it. I think I actually have a pretty decent
what?
I have a rank, so a 99%, I think it's a rank 20 something. Carnivine.
It's a grass type that also beats Drifblim, which is insane.
Does it beat Drifblim with Vine Whip or when you?
Oh no, I think it's very I misread that. It's probably like more energy dependent, but it's around the 400s. It's not the closest, but yeah, it's still surprising how close it can get to it though to a Drifblim, because you know whenever you see like Meganium or Venusaur versus a Drifblim, you're like, I don't need to shield anything. Hmm. But with this, you have to like consider the crunch.
Yeah.
Unless you don't know the movesets, then you're sold. Like, you're golden.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested.
Look at that. Look, he's thinking. He's like spicy. he might run it.
Listen, at this point, this season is just a giant dumpster fire for me. It's literally the worst season I've ever had. It is terrible. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
We it's talked about this, bad. Right?
Well, we talked about it yesterday, but no one got to hear it.
Right. So it's just the fact that we noticed that there was like a huge increase in players, or just like people that want to play PvP after regionals. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw like the boost in Pokemon Go, at least in GBL, and everyone has been, Spark said that himself, like I don't know what's going on, but it's obvious, like, you know, there's like more people playing that want to get good, they want to get competitive, so there's more good players around now.
Yeah. And I found this out, I didn't realize it, because I was asking the guys, because I would get up to like 19, almost back up to 2000, and then I'd get a big 05 and drop like almost 100 points. And I found out it's because I'm losing to lower ranked players.
Yeah, so the way the ELO formula works is the lower ELO that you lose to, the more impact it has on you. So it's also the reason that when some people get up really high on the leaderboards, they can go 3-2 and actually lose ELO, because they're so high above the people that they lost to, that even those wins, the three wins, don't counteract those two losses.
Hmm.
So there's actually been people that went 3-2 in like the 3400s that went down 11 points.
It's crazy.
Do you think
it's your ELO plus the person that you... Huh?
I was going to say, do you think that another reason why people are having like issues this season is because of the mechanic changes that Niantic's made behind the scenes and people are like struggling to adjust to it?
That's been my issue. I'm getting a little better at it, but like, I was never one that did move counts to the point that I, you know, quote unquote, threw off alignment to where if you're going, you know, the example, I've gotten really good with Incinerate. If I'm running my Walrein, I know I can throw an extra 3 or 2 Powder Snows before that third Incinerate comes in. So I throw those extra 2 now and then throw my move, which is almost like pseudo-denying. You're just taking advantage of those extra turns in there But I was so flipping good at denials as far as on those long moves. It took me literally weeks to figure out how to go back in and reteach myself to wait longer. Would you agree with that, Dino?
No, 100%. It's just been like that. And it took a while. It took me some time to figure out how it works. It's basically a new strategy of how it is now versus to what it was before. It took us a while to learn how to deny moves. And now we had to learn something completely different, how to actually get those moves in before it actually registers the first, like the fast move of like a incinerate, like you were saying, or volt switch. You gotta time it well. Even with licks or dragon breaths, you can time it as well, kind of like that, with even three turn moves. But it's actually a little bit harder to do it like that. But So overall, once you learn how to do that, it just becomes second nature. Like you just don't even have to think about it anymore.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else?
Don't think so.
No.
Nope.
All right. And I guess we'll move over to questions and answers.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
All right. So our first set of questions comes from Grid Ninja Muffin. It says, So the first one comes with a picture. This is, I thought I saw this yesterday, but I didn't. So it's the three Spider-Men, like all pointing to each other, but one is Eridos, one is, what is it, the water spider? And then is that
Galvantula?
Galvantula, yeah.
And it says, I'm the best Spider-Mon. I like that. I like that. If they were in a fight, both in real life or main series game/go, who would win?
Is it even a real discussion?
It is. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I was gonna say Gal, just because I'm like a little biased towards it.
Okay. Even with the. So let's say Eridus got off a lunge, and then the poison move that
cross boosts. Poison.
Yep, it gets the attack boost and then the defense debuff.
It's not going to get both those moves off before it dies.
Does it really lose that bad?
I'm pretty certain it loses that bad.
Because those volt switches are a long time. It has a lot of time to get a lot of poison jabs off.
Let's see. I'm going to sim it out right now. Yeah. Oh, no. Eridos wins that matchup, actually.
That's what I thought.
I still would take Galv over it, though. And it wins in all sealed situations, actually.
With that moveset?
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Interesting. I still say Galf.
Just because it's like the OG?
Because it's cooler.
Okay. This is better in open Great League overall. But I get it. If 1-1, yes. So Eridos would probably win. Now, if we're talking about, like, I think he said in main series game and in real life?
Yeah, in real life. In main series.
So in real life, how they look right there between how they are right there.
In real life, Galvantula would win because it would electrocute the shit out of the other two.
That's it.
I mean, that's...
They're only going to throw freaking bubbles? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So the second part... If you had to give, if you had to give your SO,
significant other.
Okay. All right. And your pets/kids abilities, what abilities would they have? So you have to give yourself, your significant other, pet or kid abilities.
Like Pokemon abilities, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dino's probably at a disadvantage here. He doesn't know what those are.
I'm like, I don't remember any of them.
No, abilities. like superpowers.
It would make sense. I was thinking superpowers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, abilities is the main series thing. That's what I was thinking too,
but yeah. I don't know.
Like, I'm going to have gluttony. I mean, obviously, look at me.
I have no idea, like, what abilities
there. I found out doing this Meryl Gigamax raid that it has an ability that makes it immune to grass. So it literally, the grass moves don't do anything to it. It just, you can't even, it doesn't let it get off.
It just seems so much work to do this.
I was like all excited. I was like, oh, I'm bringing my, what is it? Rillaboom or whatever.
Rillaboom, I think.
Rillaboom.
Yeah. And it did nothing. It was doing nothing. It was terrible. It
actually heals it.
It does. That's right. That's insane. It heals it. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Abilities make the minutia of battling so much more insane. Yeah. Because things like Electros, it's levitate. It's now an electric type that has no weakness. Because the one thing that could hurt it was ground, and it doesn't take damage from ground moves anymore.
That's insane. Yeah. It just seems like very complicated.
And I have my kid would have some type of sound based ability that I don't know off the top of my head because good Lord, she's loud sometimes.
Yeah, what does Loudred have?
Yeah, right there. That's exactly
whatever
right.
Loudred has. my kids would have the ability to continue to not listen to me when I talk to them.
I think that's every kid, right?
But they can hear when dinner's ready or there's snacks or there's a new video game or something like that. But when I say, hey, can you do your chores?
It's like, nah.
My wife's ability is just to deal with me. That's a big enough ability.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's funny you say that.
It is.
I don't
know. Whatever the opposite of the runaway ability is what your wife has.
So mean.
Intimidate. Wait, yes. There you go. That is an ability I remember.
Intimidate is, yep. It's just good. It's a whole bunch there. next one. Of the respective champions of each region, who do you think you could take in a fight if you had access to one item from the main series game that has the same effect on you as it would on a Pokemon?
Again, like main series game, I'm
still learning these, so the only one I know would be...
Wildcat's the only one that would be able to answer this, I feel like.
Would be the one that Meryl has. That's the only one that stuck out to me.
Let's be frankly honest. Leon looks like a scrub. I don't need an ability to kick his ass.
I guess. He wears a really weird cape. The more I'm replaying Sword and Shield, the less I like him. I don't know. I have Pangoro, and it has break mold or something, and it always comes out and it says Pangoro breaks the mold, and I'm like, what the hell does that mean? What does this mean?
Mold breaker is what he has. Hold on, Karim, what is it? I don't know. It ignores the other abilities. So it actually would allow you to 86 the levitate.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So if you had Pangoro Mold Breaker, you could use Earthquake on Levitate Pokemon, for example.
Okay.
Google that to remind myself what it was, but I knew it was something to help go against abilities.
Tangent. Just giving everyone a heads up. Tangent. So you know when you catch the Pokemon or you evolve in Sword and Shield, it'll pop up, you know, the Pokedex entry, and then it'll tell you like a little blurb about the Pokemon. Have you read Pangoros?
Can't say I have.
Apparently this thing is so strong that it can split a semi-truck in half.
Sounds right. I mean, that sounds about like a Pokedex entry.
It's crazy, but yeah, it sounds right.
And also, I didn't know that that leaf that it chews on, that helps him predict his opponent's moves. Or I'm still waiting for that to happen, but it sounds cool.
It does sound cool. I never knew that. Many things.
It's interesting. I've been reading them as I catch them, and I'm like, huh, that's interesting. Okay. That one just stuck out to me because I was like, how does that transcend into the game? But it doesn't. So next one, just built my Dialga finally, thanks to some GoFest dust. And so now I have 2 Master League Pokemon along with Dragonite. Any team comps you recommend with at least 1 for my little dragons? Please keep in mind, this is for Master League Classic, Master League Premier Classic.
So
in
to me,
Classic, I like Zarud a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe he can also, like, I feel like he should have a Mewtwo somewhere. He just maybe didn't like label it because it was just recently out. Like Dialga. If he does, because I mean, also Melmetal is easy to access now. Like, he can do the little box and get the Melmetal, because a team that would be solid with Dragonite would be Dragonite, Mewtwo, and Melmetal. That's a ABB line in the Master League Classic. I mean, just like the coverage of the meta scorecard.
Yeah, if he's running Dialga, he really needs a fairy to go with it.
I mean, he can get Zacian whenever.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there is no Master League Classic or Premier Classic this time, so it's going to be for next season anyways. So this is kind of like potentially setting him up for next season.
Yeah, go hard. I would say go hard on Zacian. It's a fairy typing that runs Snarl, Close Combat, and
Dazzling Gleam? Dazzling Gleam and or Wild Charge.
Yeah.
And you get a bunch of Melton boxes.
And I will tell you this, you can throw 2 Close Combat and it still can tank some hits. It doesn't lose too much of its strength in defense or in attack after those. So I would do something that. He has a Ho-Oh. Maybe Ho-Oh as a third.
Ho-Oh's good.
Or if you have 100% Swampert. Swampert could be good in that. So next one. You're in a room with a seemingly endless amount of... Oh my god, this is terrible. Seamlessly amount of 3 to 5-year-olds who are trying to kill you. What is my house?
It's like, I think about...
Yeah, my house.
He's like, I already go through this.
So he's asking if you were in my house.
Basically.
All of you only have your bare hands to fight with. How many kids do you think you could take out before you die? If this can't be said in the pod, because like toddlers.
Probably too late already now.
The aforementioned question, but they're trying. But they are trying to make you fall to the ground as long as you can last. Listen, you would be surprised how strong a group of 3 to 5-year-olds can be when they all get together.
Yeah,
I'm bailing. I'm laying down and letting it come. It ain't worth it. Let's end it quickly here.
It's like, when you see, what is it, a wishy-washy?
Yeah.
Like, by itself, and then all of a sudden it schools, and it's just this giant fish. That's what kids do. They just...
It's a swarm of kids.
They just swarm you. Favorite Morgan Wallen song? The only one I honestly know is Up Down, so that's my favorite song.
I don't even know who that is.
Who's that?
Morgan Wallen?
Who?
Again?
Is that right?
No sé si estoy hablando. No idea.
Who?
I just don't know who it is.
I know who it is. Is that, am I reading it wrong? Or are we
we just don't know.
We have no clue who this is. Like, honest to God.
He's a country singer.
Oh, wow. I definitely don't know him. That's
he sings Up Down.
That's not country.
That's country music. It's on the country station.
That's that modern country thing.
That's my kind of country. Like Florida Georgia Line. I like them.
It does say American country music singer, so...
Yeah, he sings Up Down. That's the only song I know from him, and it's my favorite, and it still gets me hype every time it comes on.
Still don't know who that is, but sure.
Okay. If you could bring a new type into the main series game or go, what would it be, and how would it play with other types, and would any mons change types to it like with fairy? If possible, a type other than celestial, but I get if that's your choice.
I feel like we had this question, right?
There was some that we agreed, like Charizard would definitely be Fire Dragon.
Yeah, but you're not changing existing Pokemon. You're adding a new type.
No, it says or and
changing Pokemon
type.
To that type. So you change Pokemon to the new type. Like how Wigglytuff went from normal to normal fairy.
Normal fairy. Okay, I got it. What's left?
Sound. Sound type and Loudred gets it, and Wigglytuff loses normal and becomes a sound fairy. And there's probably others, but yeah.
Huh.
So why does it, how does it go from normal to sound?
Because literally a Pokedex entry about Wigglytuff that if it quits singing, it dies.
Cricketune
would also become sound.
Okay.
Think about music Pokemon that are known to make music.
Mythical Pokemon starts with an M.
Meloetta?
Meloetta? Yes. Would Jirachi be sound?
I would
steal sound because it's you wake it with sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the whole main series game thing, but yeah.
I think that's hard. I guess, yeah, I mean, when you think about it, Celestial is like the obvious next one because they've already got space Pokemon.
Or Cosmic, I think is what a lot of people want to call it.
Yeah. I'd have to think about that one. Maybe next week we'll have a better answer to it. What is one Pokemon that you absolutely cannot wait for the shiny and one mon you are a bit embarrassed to say you like the shiny of? So I know Wildcats is Grimmsnarl.
Absolutely.
I don't even know like that many shinies to even say. Like I'm like most of the cool ones are already out.
I will say I'm really excited for Guzzlord and its shiny as well, because it's good. And Incineroar's shiny.
Isn't like all the Tapus, like they have, they're all kind of cool.
Oh god, they're so good. They all become blackout.
Yeah, exactly. Can't go wrong with that.
I would have to look at all of them to see. I don't know the shinies that well. The next one. Did you finish? Okay, so we can read this one? Yes.
Put a spoiler finally. Warning. Spoiler warning. Spoiler warning. Okay,
spoiler.
Go ahead.
So fast forward until, I don't know, let's say 5 minutes later. by the way, the greatest scene in, I'm going to say Stranger Things history, but it's getting up there with probably the best, one of the best scenes I've ever seen.
And I feel like it hit home more for you because of what you like. It's like your genre, basically.
Well, so. Not just that. I love Metallica, and my kids love Master of Puppets song. But what makes it even cooler is he was actually playing the guitar.
Wait, for real?
That's actually him playing.
No fucking way. Yeah, I legit thought that he was just kind of like obviously like acting.
He is actually playing the song.
No way.
And then Metallica tweeted out a picture of all of them with the Hellfire shirts on. Yeah. So sad. It was so sad. So, just finished up Stranger Things Season 4 and promptly renamed my shiny Obstagoon Eddie Munson. That is perfect. In honor of the most metal scene in the history of TV, if you follow the show, you know the one. Got me thinking, if Obstagoon is the most metal Pokemon, see? Most metal Pokemon. Modeled after Gene Simmons, which Pokemon would represent other musical genres? Please address country, reggaeton, classical, K-pop, Broadway, jazz, and any other music genre you want to ponder. Band list is Meloetta. Scrafty is definitely punk.
Scrafty's punk. Country.
Oh, it would be like Tauros or...
I was going to say Pangoro, actually, with the straw in its mouth.
For which one? Country?
For country.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
What about like either like Ludicolo or Sudowoodo? Like, you know how they're always dancing? Like, would that... Which one would that like...
I think Ludicolo is definitely reggaeton.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was going to... Yep. Mm-hmm. Classical.
Mr. Mime. No, that, Broadway. That Broadway. Would be Broadway.
Broadway. Broadway.
Broadway.
Mr. Mime.
Classical. Snorlax? Put you to sleep?
Classical, wait. I would say...
What about Jigglypuff?
Jigglypuff, okay.
I was going to say Jigglypuff for jazz.
Okay.
Jinx is jazz.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. And K-pop would be Pikachu.
Yeah.
Just because every time I think of K-pop and Pikachu, I think of that YouTube video of all the Pikachus, the people dressed up in the Pikachus doing the dance. It was like something in
Japan. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah. That makes like, sense. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So.
Yep.
If spending a premium raid pass in GBL doubled your ELO gain or loss, would you do it? That's risk.
I'm not hell a gambling
man. I probably would try it once and then go from there.
What would happen is you would try it once, get a 5, or get like a 4-1 the next time 0-5, and then be so angry about it.
And then go... now I gotta do it again because I gotta make up all that ELO, and it would just be a vicious cycle. And next thing you know, yeah, you're spending $100 a month on premium raid passes.
Hell no. Nope. Yeah, okay, never mind. I take that back.
That could be extremely dangerous. I mean, right now I use them because I've got like 35 and I never really use them, so I just use them on there sometimes. But that's it. Do you look back at the questions before this, or do you look back at the questions before this post?
Yes, it was the everyone on Monday.
Oh, okay.
And then I replied to that. Did we check the old ones? Yes. Any question that comes in between show to show, we answer.
We try.
Yes. We try. By the way, we didn't tell people how they can get us questions this time.
Oh, that's
you're slacking.
If you want to ask us a question, you can in our Discord in the You Want Answers section, or you could go to our lovely website and submit your question there. I'm going to stop giving out the email address for questions because I want people to go to our website because it's so pretty and you need to go there.
And Twitter. They can yell at us on Twitter as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is the website, Astro?
www.btwpvp.com.
If only we had other social media platforms they could go to and talk to us on.
We will / do. Just saying. Soon. Dun dun dun. next question from Who's Your Data? How many Lows could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could Rob Lowe?
You missed an S.
Rob Lowe's.
Six. Six.
Nine.
One, two. I'm gonna say five.
I don't know.
Arbitrary. Completely arbitrary numbers, y'all. That's how we answer this question.
Next one from Casa de Cubone. Having just returned from Seattle, which mon would you have hunted for the hardest, or would have hunting down a creator or battler have been your desire?
I would have actually just hunted down people in general to hang out with and promote show.
Sure, yeah, let's do that.
Apparently,
don't lie, because you already had an answer. Come on, go ahead.
I was gonna say, because I saw like a lot of
Caleb
people
was
having...
there, so he'd be making a beeline. Caleb,
no, for real though. Like, I saw a lot of people having like Jangmo. I don't know if that was like through eggs or if that was actually like a spawn. I forget, like, I didn't really check to see, but like, I don't know, just a bunch of like things that are not available for us to get. Like, you know, Buzzwole, just a bunch of trading, like Lyle would do if, you know, we were there, kind of like you were saying as well. But yeah, just for me, like, it would just be like trying to get a lot of good PvP Pokemon that were only available there.
Yeah.
Ashley, what about you?
I mean, if I'm flying out to Seattle for GoFest, I'm catching Pokemon. I'll say hi to people here and there, but... probably catching
just like look up the guy and then just continue like playing.
Yeah,
that's what a gotcha's for. The gotcha can do the catching while you hang out,
but it doesn't always, it doesn't catch everything. There's sometimes you have to catch something manually.
Neither do you catch everything manually. Things run.
Okay, this is true. Next one from Team Magma Tyler. Are bees fish?
According to the state of California, yes.
Really?
See,
there had to have been something behind this question.
Like three different people tried to explain this to you guys in the you want answer sections, and I purposely kept deleting it and telling them not to.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see your reactions. Yes, according to the state of California, bees are now fish.
Huh?
Elaborate?
Law, because they could not, California has an endangered species list that they can manage through law. But it does not cover insects. So under one of the new laws, they classified bees as fish. So they can now manage the bee population as an endangered species.
That's actually pretty smart.
It's sad how that's how our government works is, oh, I can't actually manage this under the current law. Let me just change the name of something and now I can manage it. Let's go.
So it's a bee fish. Nice. Yeah, it sounds like something. It sounds like a Pokemon.
It sounds like you were going to say it sounds like something California would do, didn't you? You were going to say it.
We have fans in California. I'm not going to say it.
You thought it though.
It sounds like something. It sounds like something they would do in Indiana.
What are you talking about? Indiana uses BBs to shoot the bees. They don't care about it being endangered.
Bees, fuck bees. I'd punch a bee in the face. Oh, Dane Cook. If the five main kids from Avatar The Last Airbender, I'm not going to read these names, had one Pokemon each, who would they have? I couldn't tell you because I have never watched a single episode of Avatar.
God. Oh, thank God. I wasn't the only one.
Are you kidding me?
Never.
I vaguely remember this. I think I watched like an episode or two.
I mean, I know that it's like what Earth.
Yeah, it's like the whole
it's
like
Captain Earth Planet, Wind. But not as cool.
Oh my God! The hate mail you just dragged up.
I'm so sorry, Tyler. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God!
What happened? Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Matthew, since you know who this is, answer the question.
Yeah, there
for
we
us.
Go. Actually, yeah, that's perfect.
Oh,
there we go.
And everyone could hear.
Yes.
I actually was thinking about this, and I can't really give a good answer because I wasn't prepared. But so It's Aang, Katara, Sokka, Toph, and Zuko. Aang is like airbender, so it's something to do with wind. Katara is a waterbender, so something to do with water. Sokka is just a goofball. Toph is badass chick that controls earth, and Zuko is like your emo prince of fire. We're gonna have to get back to you, Team Magma Tyler. I want to do this justice because clearly the hosts aren't as educated.
Ready? Pidgey, Charmander, Squirtle, Hippodon, and what are
my emo ones? Fire?
Well, we did fire. That was Charmander.
Okay.
What was
Goofball? Goofball.
Sokka. He doesn't have Sokka. An element, or Sokka. He
doesn't have an element.
Oh, then he's Mr. Mime. Anyway, moving. Oh my God.
It is possibly one of the best cartoon shows ever made.
Have you seen Captain Planet?
Yes, I grew up on it. Sorry, this like this is my line in the sand, my hill I will die on.
I'm gonna it's Captain Planet. He's our hero. It's gonna take pollution down to zero. Who do
yeah, he
I
did pair real well, with? Didn't he?
This was the 90s, come on. Who do I pair Buzzwall with in Great League? No one.
It doesn't exist. No. It's a myth.
Sure. Maybe in Ultra League? Wildcat, do you remember?
Shut up, Tino. no, in all actuality, so you're really concerned with Flyers. So you need either... I would actually say Ice, so you can deal with Altaria as well. So you're probably going to compare it with Walrein. And maybe go ABB and run it with something like Vigoroth as well. So Walrein, Buzzle, Vigoroth. What do you think, Dinya?
That sounds very familiar. Did they use Walrein against you in Ultra League as well? So
shut up, Dinya.
What? Buzzwole is fighting... Bug, right?
Yeah,
bug
basically fighting. Like yeah. A Heracross, yeah. This How thing is very intimidating. Once it pops in, your thing's just like all up on you right there. You just freeze.
Do the flexes?
Huh?
Like when it comes flex? Out, does it do the flex?
No, it goes like this and then like flexes his like back. Is like you see all his muscles and shit. So awesome. It's pretty cool.
I haven't got to see one yet. So
yeah, that's pretty dope.
I'll have to go back and watch the Twitch VOD to see how that went. There you go. I was going to say like Bastiodon or something just to troll even more. Who is your significant other's favorite Pokemon?
I feel like every girl, if they don't know about Pokemon, they say Pikachu.
Not mine at all.
No.
No?
Squirtle. What about
trying to think which ones. I know she... I would have to... I don't know. She likes the ones, she always says the ones that everyone makes fun of are cute, like Trubbish. She thinks Trubbish is cute, things like that. I don't know. If she's awake and online, maybe she can answer for her.
Oh, Mrs. Zombie reveal on Twitch early?
Is she online?
No, she I don't watching? Know. I'm saying, are you going to call her into the room to make her reveal herself early?
I was going to say,
let me see if she's awake. I'll text. Wildcat, why don't you read the next one while I text her?
Okay. You're a robber, but you can only steal things that mildly inconvenience your victims. What are you taking, Dinya?
So you're a robber and you can steal anything? It's a good question. So mildly inconvenience your victims? I don't know.
So their watch. It could be,
huh?
Their watch.
Their watch? Yep. What about shoes?
That's more than mild inconvenience, because then you can't go to places that have no shirt, no shoes signs.
Yeah, you're right. Nah, I feel like that would be
you live in Florida. Do people wear shoes down there? Like the whole beach life?
You see that all the time. You see that all the time, so it's normal. So that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, maybe that's not. Yeah, it's not an inconvenience because people just go in. They don't care.
Ooh, okay. ISO in chat gave a good one.
I think she's... I didn't hear the question, but I think she's sleeping, but you can ask her in person on what day?
Stand by.
10?
You think I remember like, when anybody's coming on Twitch? Come on, Astro.
I feel like it's like August 7th?
7th.
Wow, look at that. That's a good guess.
There you go. You can ask her yourself on August 7th on Twitch. So what was the question? About what?
Okay, or, you're, yeah. If you're a robber, you can only steal things that mildly inconvenience your victims. What are you taking? I said watch.
Mildly inconvenience. Shoes?
What is with you Florida people thinking shoes are mild?
That's what I said.
Shoes is mildly inconvenient.
Because you can go into stores without shoes here.
Hold on. You walk outside without shoes on?
No, never. That's not a mild inconvenience.
That is a street. If I didn't have shoes, that'd be very inconvenient. I wouldn't be able to leave my house.
Mild inconvenience.
It would still be mild. I mean, it's not. It's not like a hand. It's not like if someone stole my feet. I could technically still go, but it would be extremely inconvenient because then I would
have to... That's not a mild... If you just said it'll be extremely inconvenient, you failed the question.
Okay, not extremely inconvenient. It would be
help unsettling. Me out here, Matthew, and tell me how crazy these Florida people are.
It would be unsettling. Ugh.
I was going to take the Dane Cook route and just leave something there so that... They'll be like, just what is missing? But we have this thing.
Leave a note that just says, I took something. That's perfect. That is perfect right there.
Shoes, you know, these guys, my God.
I would spend 30 minutes trying to figure out. I'd probably spend a whole day trying to figure out what got stolen. So, yeah, there you go. On a scale of Psyduck to Alakazam, how smart are you? Gold duck?
Kadabra?
I'll take an Abra.
Okay. Slightly above Psyduck. Not giving myself too much credit there. Oh my god. So we got what? Abra and what was yours, Dino?
I'll just go with Abra as well. Kadabra's too high up there.
Matthew?
Matthew's like, what?
Abra.
Astra's the only one. He's like, I'm
the only one being truthful here.
No, you're not. You didn't say Psyduck.
Hey.
Ooh.
We know I'm a gold duck. I'm not that bad. What Pokemon would represent the four houses in Harry Potter? So, for those of you who hate Harry Potter, which I'm still surprised I let you on the show, the fact that you say you hate it. It's Slytherin, which is a snake.
Arbok?
I would say Surviper.
Okay.
Because it looks more like the Slytherin snake than Arbok or
Ekans. Hufflepuff, well, Slurpuff.
No, Lanoon. 100%. It's a badger.
I don't even know what that is. So every house has a
animal. So Slytherin is a snake, Gryffindor is a lion, Hufflepuff is what's it called? I just said it.
A badger.
And then Ravenclaw is a raven. So right. You've got the black bird that flies you around in Sword and Shield.
Corviknight. Yep. I'll agree with that.
Lanoon.
Pyroar.
And Surviper. There we go.
Okay. Tyler is not going to ride any horses. He's like, these guys don't know anything I'm talking about anymore. This is crap.
Where would you like to see GoFest next year? Chicago. Back where it's supposed to be.
Chicago, Dallas,
Miami,
St. Louis, somewhere in the middle of the country.
Orlando.
I'll do Orlando.
Orlando's the middle of the country. I don't know what you're talking about.
But think about
it. Is it 197 degrees on a daily average?
No, no. Okay, but
that's
look
Miami,
at it.
That's South Florida.
Look at it this way. If it's in Orlando, you always have the way, okay, well, we could take a trip to Orlando. You guys can go to Disney for the day while I go to GoFest. That's a win-win. No one's going to tell you.
That's facts. Cool, you would have to have it in like January if you wanted it in Orlando. Otherwise, people going to die in the heat.
Late January.
No later than mid-February.
Like the one week out of the year.
Exactly. That's kind of cold.
Yeah. Is it football season yet? What is it? Arena football or some other?
No, the USFL is going on right now.
Yeah, so there is football. Technically, yes.
Real football season is just around the corner. 40 days till kickoff for Kentucky.
There you go. All right. And our last set of questions coming in from Shadow Prime 34. If Cynthia when I first read this,
Hold on. I actually have a real answer to the GoFest question. That is a good city that would make sense. Nashville.
That's like pretty much dead center of the United States, no?
And they have three major huge parks all together. You've got the bar scene downtown, the hangout in the evenings. It's cheap to get to for most of America.
I like that. And it's not Indiana.
I mean, why the fuck would anyone want to go to Indiana?
Kentucky. Yeah, I could do that. Tennessee's
Nashville
nice.
Would actually be really good. All joking aside, they actually hosted Pokemon Worlds in Nashville. Sorry, now I go to Shadow Prime. Sorry, that struck me and I'm like, wait a second. This is actually a real answer. Got to give a real answer to one of Tyler's questions.
So, preface this. When I first read this, I thought it said BDSM. Just saying that. If Cynthia from Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl challenged you to a great league battle, what's your team? Charizard and Grimmsnarl are at GoFest and therefore unavailable.
What are the Pokemon she has, first of all?
So
I know she has Garchomp.
Garchomp, Milotic,
Spiritomb,
I'm Togekiss.
Oh, is it Togekiss?
My team is Togekiss. I don't need anything else.
Oh, just triple charm?
Just Togekiss, one charmer.
Just Togekiss?
Just Togekiss. You literally need nothing else to beat her team. And I say this that as true. In BDSP, that's how I beat her team, was Togekiss.
And BDSM.
I'll jump on that bandwagon.
I don't think I got that far before I stopped playing. Because I just got so bored with it. Who is your least favorite Hisuian Pokemon?
I feel like I don't even know like all of them. You guys actually played though, Arceus. So.
Yeah, but I don't think any of them were my least. No,
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Of them, that's my least. I didn't say it was bad. I just said it's my least favorite.
I think the bear looks dumb.
Ursaluna?
Yeah. I'm looking at the picture. I didn't play the game. I'm just basing it off the picture.
I think he's my least favorite to use in the game. It's like the most pointless one.
I forgot. I don't care about this one so much. I forgot about it. Lilligant. Hisuian Lilligant. Do you remember it?
No, because that's how much I cared about it.
Exactly. There you go.
Interesting. There's that. Yeah, I don't even remember what it looks like.
It's unmemorable.
What real life person would you love to battle in PvP?
Like in the community or like?
It just says real life person. So real person.
That's just very big.
Speedy's a real person. I've battled him. That was fun.
But who would you love to battle? Like, who's one person that you haven't battled that you want to battle?
Hmm.
I feel like I've battled, like, almost all the streamers, so it's kind of hard to, like, pick from that.
I actually have not. I don't believe I've battled Speedius. So I would like, yeah, I would say Speedius. I know I've battled Caleb. I battled House Stark. I've battled.
Oh, am I battling Daniel? Panic. I haven't battled Daniel yet.
I've battled.
I would Daniel. Probably say King.
King. Oh, that's a good one too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want to battle King. I'll lose too bad and be that embarrassed. So you know.
I like. No. I'm like Ash. I like the challenge the best.
But if you lose, like, okay, well,
yeah, exactly. If you win, though,
yeah.
If you win, though,
if you win, that video is going everywhere. Buying a billboard in Canada right? and putting that on the video.
Oh my god.
What Pokemon would you love to see just upset the meta the way
you just skipped one of his questions?
Oh, I did?
You skipped one, yeah.
Oh, have you faced a notable trainer in GBL? Not in GBL. I've never gotten high enough.
Trying to think. I mean, there's always notable players, but I just never keep track.
Yeah. I know I've battled a lot of the streamers. I've beat some. I will say I came up one power punch short or one counter short against Inhofe one time. That was fun. Just because I was actively watching, and as soon as I seen like my name come up, I was like, I'm turning around now and just listening to her in the background and going, oh crap, oh crap, oh I got it. I'm like, I literally turned, I was like, you got me. That was fun. Just because it was that active feedback happening.
Yeah. Okay, so what Pokemon would you love to see just upset the meta the way Walrein did? Miltank.
I mean, isn't Mimikyu gonna be doing that?
Mimikyu, yeah. But I'm gonna say with like what's active right now. Cause he said Walrein, so Walrein was already in the game and then it got moves that just turned it around.
Oh, I didn't see the active part, but
no, it didn't. It doesn't say active, but he said like Walrein, so that's what I'm going to go with. I think Miltank would be fun.
Yeah, Miltank would be one. I mean, also Dunsparce if it got rolled out.
Yep,
would be an interesting one.
Yeah. Okay, Dunsparce wins that one. Miltank is a close second, I think. Who is your favorite Mega Pokemon? Swampert.
Surprisingly, Swampert. Mine's not Charizard. It's Lucario.
Okay. I thought you would say Sableye.
No.
I may say Sableye, actually. Yeah, Sableye.
Or if I can, I mean, does Ash Greninja count as a Mega?
No, it is not a Mega.
So it's not even a giant Dynamax either. So
it's nothing. It is. It's just Ash's Greninja. It's a
special, unique.
It's a one of a kind. Yeah, it's a one of a kind transformation.
That's kind of lame. If you did ask that, you know, I would definitely pick Greninja.
Yeah, I just that juice up Swampert is so awesome.
You just stuck on the steroid Swampert.
It's the first one, like when I first saw the Megas and I saw that one, I was just like, I thought of the Terminator. And I was just like, this is the Terminator, if it was a Pokemon. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is Pokemon. Interesting. Interesting perspective on that. Like, yeah. Okay. I guess I see it.
I just see it as, like, that Pokemon that wanted to get really, like, jacked because it thought it was going to be, like, bulkier. And then it realized that all it did was make it look bigger.
Yeah.
Gigantamax or Dynamax?
This is easy for me.
Isn't it the same?
No, he's asking what's your favorite Gigantamax / Dynamax Pokemon.
That's not the same. It's two different transformations.
Dynamax, you don't change forms. You just get big. So what's your favorite Gigantamax form?
The only one I know of, was it Pikachu? That was
Chunkachu is the only possible answer.
Yeah, that was from the anime. That was in the anime, right?
Yep.
It went crazy in the park, or like started like.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, Pikachu. That one. Yeah, that one's good. Do you have any fun nicknames for your Pokemon? A Trapinch named Leonardo da Pinci, a shiny Dialga named Teal Steel, etc. I have Katy Parasect.
I don't really have much.
My shiny Groudon is Godzilla.
Okay. I have Katy Parasect, and then I have a Venomoth that is at CP666, and its name is literally Venom Moth. So Venom is a death metal band. So if you look up Venom, it's like just a giant pentagram thing.
Actually, I bet if you look up Venom, you're going to come up with the Marvel comic book character.
Okay, look up Venom band. There you go.
But I will say also, I always call Shiny Machamp Hulk. I don't actually have any name that way, but I always call Shiny Machamp Hulk.
Yeah, it is. Normal, it's a Hulk. Do you have one, Dino?
No, I actually don't.
Really?
I don't call anything. I mean, I only call my Pokemon like certain like nicknames of like not funny nicknames, just like, you know, I call like one that I found. I think I told you this actually. I found a Yen mask that was 666. So 666, and I called it Astro.
Yes.
Because it's like perfect.
Yes.
That's the only thing. Like, it's not like I call it like different stuff like that. And I call like different things like that. Nah, yeah, stop it. That's nice. But yeah. No. Besides that, like, I don't really have.
Do you have a Pokemon named after me?
Yes. You jerk. I literally hit the unmute. You hit it faster than I could talk. You are a terrible person.
I'm like, why has he stopped talking? And I'm like, okay, why did he mute himself? And that makes sense.
Do you have any? Oh, I read that one. If all the world's status, if all of the world's statues came to life, my eyes are going on me now. Which do you think would be the hardest to take down?
Wouldn't it be like Statue of Liberty?
Christ the Redeemer? That thing's huge.
I don't know, many statues. So
it would be Jesus. Essentially what you're saying is it would be Jesus against Lady Liberty.
There's two Jesus.
You got Athena in Brazil. As well. You have Athena in...
Bro, you're forgetting about the one in Bolivia. Bolivia has bigger than one in Brazil.
There's two Christ Redeemers.
Huh.
Did you not know that?
I only knew the one in Brazil.
Nobody knows anything of Bolivia, man. It feels bad.
the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
What?
From Ghostbusters. Technically. Statue of Liberty came to life, so did the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
What is that?
You never seen Ghostbusters?
I've seen the movie. I just didn't know that was an actual thing.
Where the statue of that is at, that you're talking about coming to life.
I'm sure there is a statue somewhere.
I was asking, where is it?
It says...
It's actually in Astro's bedroom. He just doesn't want to admit to it, okay?
If all of the world's statues, I'm sure somewhere in the world, there is a statue of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And if that came to life, it would win. Because it's the Marshmallow Man.
Sure.
Where did all these questions come from? Because this Shadow was the
last
one.
There's only a few left.
Oh, no. You forget, we're live this week, so our viewers have a chance to ask questions.
That's right. Okay. If all your city statues came to life and you were assigned to take them down, what Pokemon team of three would you assemble? Charizard and Grimmsnarl have scheduling conflicts and cannot help.
This is just going to be like a consistent thing now. Like, it's hilarious.
Well, there's like 300 horse statues in Lexington right now because it's a giant event. So whatever can take out horses quickly.
Well, okay.
I don't even know what statues we have.
It says that they come to life, but it doesn't say that it turns from a statue into what it is. So like when the Statue of Liberty came to life in Ghostbusters, it didn't actually turn into a woman. It was just the statue moving.
Okay, so
yeah, that's what I
something with Rock Smash. Done.
Machamp. Machamp. Concordor. Lucario. And Lucario.
That's it.
Fair.
Game over.
Yeah. it would mainly be just Concordor swinging the giant piece
freaking of whatever. Is it like whatever an iron? It like it's like yeah. a steel thing? Whatever it is.
What is that called? I don't know.
I remember seeing it. It's like a. I don't need.
It's what they use on buildings, right?
Yeah, I'm like blanking on the name.
A girder. A steel girder.
Is that
like the middle evolution's name?
I didn't know. I didn't know what that.
It's like we forget the name of the middle one all the time.
All right, next one from Shustar. Which is the most satisfying win con in GBL? One, calling the bait. Two, catching the charge move, sack, or on a resisted mon. Or one HP in a dream. I think it's one HP in a dream for me.
One HP nope. in a dream.
No. Catching the charge move is the most satisfying for me.
Okay.
Yeah, easily. Because that you basically get a win con that way. Like one HP is kind of luck. I feel like with catching a charge move is skill. So that's how I see it.
Yes, guessing when they're going to throw their move is complete skill.
I mean, if you don't count, it's called guessing. But if you count...
No, because people do overtap same. And do overcharge on purpose.
Not all the time.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting. this one's from Conky. Do you think Niantic should just give every Pokemon their most viable moves and let us figure it out from there?
That sounds like a mess.
God, no, I like curated metas.
That sounds like a shit show.
Oh my gosh, that would be so bad. I have a hard enough time keeping track of like the moves on the Pokemon I have currently, like adding more to the move pools. I don't know. Do you realize how many TMs you would have to go through?
That sounds like a really like a headache.
That sounds like a you problem. I have 140 laying around.
You would go through 140 in one Pokemon.
I mean, it says viable, so like let's just pretend like it's not like shitty moves. That's like out of the way.
But okay, all right.
But like it still would be like kind of like Hisuian what is it? Quillfish, whatever it's called. Like it has like seven viable moves that you can have it with it. Okay. I can see like that being an issue still.
This next question, still from Conky, isn't there a video about move timing coming out?
Matthew?
Dino?
Oh, Matthew's here. I'm helping. I don't know what you're talking about.
Matthew?
Dino?
Yeah, so... Dino, what's going on with that, buddy?
Both of you. Like, I don't know. He always calls my name.
Matthew's the producer here. He's the one that's been saying this is coming for how long now?
Yes, so the move timing is not necessarily going to be included in the first series because... Well, move timing will. Move counting will not, because that's more of an advanced mechanic for a beginner to winner series. But that would probably be in the next installment. Move timing is something that is going to be covered in the fast move and charge move episodes of the beginner to winner series. And that's all I'm really
going
to talk about.
When?
Do we have an
when?
Guess of when.
Probably all six, seven episodes will be done in about a month.
Okay.
Okay, so August 26th, we're going to check in.
End of August was when I was planning on having it all done.
Okay.
I want to say it'd be before, but I don't like to feel like pressured to do it. So
next week.
Correct. yep.
Why do we think all the H, what is HM? I don't like
mechanic acronyms. Moves. HM moves are like the strength,
cut,
brick, break, fly.
Okay. Aren't in the game, and why? Wait, HM moves aren't in the game, and why are they very selective with the mons that get them?
I don't know.
Reasons?
Pokemon Company?
No idea.
They don't really ever have a reason, do they? They just do it because they can. And we kind of just go, okay.
Yeah, because I mean, I was going to say, like, some of them, I do see Rock Smash, right? But some of them are selective of it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what, like, other ones, like, we haven't seen, like, Strength.
So what I would want to know is why do you certain Pokemon that have, like, let's say no fighting type get fighting moves outside of normal? So like Deoxys, why does Deoxys get counter?
It's a good question. I mean, it's kind of like asking like why Obstagoon gets counter too. Or
well, because it has normal, I think because it has a normal typing. So it's like a dark. Remember, we learned that normal is human, right?
Oh, yeah. That thing that blew our minds.
So technically, Obstagoon is a dark human, so it can learn a fighting move. But why does Deoxys get? How come Hypno can't get counter?
Because that's it's based on what they learned in the main series game. Also, do keep in mind, counter. Yeah, Conky actually pointed this out in the chat, and I was going to mention it as well. Counter is very, very different in the main series game. It is not a damaging move. It only damages you if you're a damage, or it only damages your opponent if they damaged you with a physical move. So in the main series, there's physical and special moves. Counter and mirror code are actually the exact same move. Counter is for physical damage that you take. Mirror Coat is for special damage you take.
Hmm.
So Deoxys defensive being a defensive Pokemon, having counter is actually very much kind of part of being defensive. It's the same reason that Wobbuffet gets both counter and mirror shot.
Okay. All right. Wait, there's another one. Are we just adding stuff now? Why do flyers know fly and water Pokemon know? Why don't flyers know fly and water Pokemon know surf?
Because not every flying Pokemon in main series can learn fly, actually, and not every water Pokemon can learn surf, actually.
But it's a good point. It should be at least accessible.
I always thought, like, if it's a flying Pokemon, you can teach it fly in the main series game.
Nope, not always.
Hmm.
Pikachu can learn it.
Yeah, yep. Apparently it can fly.
Yep. All you got to do is strap some balloons onto it. you put a balloon on an electric squirrel, and all of a sudden it gets a flying move. Another one from Who's Your Data. What we do in a fantasy league this year in the Discord? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I plan on coming back to the championship and winning this time. It was a tough loss.
I plan on my entire team not getting hurt week two.
It was a tough loss because it was a loss based on me not reading the rules and understanding that it was there was 2 weeks for the championship game. And last one is, are we reading this one?
Yeah, it's a question. It's a question. Questions.
All right. It comes from Siegel, and it disappeared. So now I can't read it.
Oh, it's gone. Darn.
It was something about is water wet, and then it just said
no.
Is water wet? And then it said no, fuck.
I'm pretty sure that was Matthew saying that.
Okay, got it. Is water wet? No. Agreed? Yeah.
Agreed. Sure.
You're on mute again. And I didn't mute you this time.
Because I didn't care to waste time to answer it.
Nice. Okay, that's it. So be... Yeah, right? That's it? No more? Yes? Okay.
So before we wrap up the show, big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will gain you access to our Discord. Links will be in the show notes. Please support our BTW team network streamers, Lyles Jeff 3, Instinct Leader Sparks, Confessions, and Kyle Throws on Twitch. Links, again, all the links for everything will be in the show notes. Our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mert, Friend 673, Eastwood, Mama Climbs.
How do you get by? You need balls.
Mosh Pit 37, Uncle B Stud 50, E110, Hasuian Ryan, Shoe Star, Herm 13, and Graves, our Patreon producers. Thanks, Obama, Kittens, and High Five, and King Tom. Our Discord admins, Ray 683, Seagull, Fish on a Heater, and Lyles Jeff. Our executive producer, Matthew Breaker. For more exciting content, you can find us on Twitch at twitch.tv/BTWPVP, where we stream every week. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's BTWPVP Official. We're dropping clips of the podcast and additional videos every week. And then be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPPodcast. You can email us at info.btwpvp.com. Links to our website that has our exclusive website merchandise store is in the show notes. And there's also a link for our older merch stuff, but we're trying to steer away from that one. So let's not. Patreon and our friends over at Palatown PvP are all in the show notes, along with our amazing, fantastical website, www.btwpvp.com. There's also going to be some more social media things coming, hopefully in the next week. So please check our Twitter. And if you're in the Discord, we will be posting that too. If becoming a Patreon isn't something that you can do, but you want to help the show, please continue to spread the word and give us a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to. We really appreciate it. It does help a lot. We know you guys have been doing it because I wasn't signed into my account on iTunes, and I guess I forgot to sign in on my iTunes, and it went to go listen to bonus episode, and BTW popped up on podcast. It was the first one that popped up on similar podcasts or like whatever.
Oh, nice.
So we jumped GoCast on that. So that's pretty impressive, because I think GoCast and Super Effective are like 1 and 2. So thanks. We appreciate it. Finally, thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm Dino.
And I'm Astro.
And I'm WildcatDad17. Until next time, good luck and get good.
That was my fault.
Now that the main part of the show's over and most people aren't listening, I can now give Seagull the credit he deserves for an awesome draft bot he's putting together.
Amazing.
Just make sure that was at the end of the show.
Amazing job, Seagull.
I'm seeing all that. And I'm Dino, thank you for playing along.
What do you mean? Why are you talking about yourself?
I know. You didn't even miss a beat. if you're listening to this, if you've gotten this far in the podcast and you're listening to this, listen Friday for our on YouTube for our Fireside Chat Talk, and that's going to be an interview with our very own Dino. So yep. I will be talking with Dino and asking him questions pretty much not related to Pokemon, but maybe some. So check that out.
Cool. Fun.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.